WTFR. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, just like every edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, is going to be very naughty. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed will contain bad language, condescension, mock value. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. If you are a little pussy bitch, you may not want to listen to this show. Disclaimer over and out.
Welcome to Two's Company 3's Allowed with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to Two's Company 3's Allowed, brought to you live by the one, the only, WTFR, where thought is free radio. I'm your host, Sean. I'm going to be with you for the next 2, 3, maybe even 4 hours. Got a lot to cover, but we'll just see what happens. We'll play it as it goes. Race and IQ is not an issue. No, it has nothing to do with nothing. Even though some races have brown skin, they don't really. Because race and IQ you don't even need to take that into context. You know, it's a funny subject. Because we've just recently had someone in the comments area trying to tell me that race and IQ has nothing to do, you know, with the violence that comes from the Negroes and whether they're, their grades and shit like that. You know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the fucking comment. I broke it down, broke a couple of his comments down and then just moved on. But it's just amazing to me. You know, did you know, ladies and gentlemen, here's a factoid. Did you know the potbelly pig is actually quite has quite a bit more intelligence than that of your general pig breeds? Yeah. Did you know the Coon de Maine, when it comes to the cat family? The Cooned Maine is quite a bit more intelligent than those of other cats. For instance, if you take a look at a tabby cat versus the Cooned Maine or the Siamese, through study and research, you realize fast that the Cooned Maine outweighs most other cats. So within the cat family, there are more intelligent cats. Well, guess what? Within the human family, the humanoid family, I should say, there are more intelligent humans, and that's just a fact. You know, when someone says to me, oh, IQ and race has nothing to do with something, I go, okay, so the fact that he's black and I'm white, that's got nothing to do with race. And it sort of leaves people with their thumbs stuck up their ass, doesn't it? Because, you know, given the fact that they are a different race is the reason that they're black. Oh, but we're all human. We all bleed red. Well, a pig bleeds red too. Is that a human? Right? We all bleed red, Sean. Well, a pig bleeds red too. Are you a pig? Right? Are you a pig? Is a pig a human? I don't fucking think so. Flies bleed red. Are you a maggot-laying little shit that fucking annoys everybody during summer? You don't look like one to me. You look more humanoid to me, right? Every time someone's got to come in, it's got nothing to do with IQ or race, even though study after fucking study has been done. And you don't even have to study. When you're in school with the fucking Abbos, as I had been, when others are in school with Abbos and the North American Yard Ape, and they write the things to me saying, there's no way they can just fucking get it. They just can't get it. I remember this one particular Abbo kid that was as dumb as dog nuts. I mean, most of them were. But the thing is, he was extreme as dumb as dog nuts. You can't mistake it. You know, the mainstream media, what we call the lamestream media, and the fat cats and bureaucrats that bear false certificates will have you believe that the IQ of the Abbos is right up there with us. Bullshit. You take a look at proper scientists that actually tell you that there's no fucking way they have the same IQ. Of course, these scientists don't want to be named because they have their ass handed to them. I've spoken to four scientists so far that have had a lengthy discussion with me, and I won't mention their names until they retire. There's a couple of them that are on the borderline of retirement, and they've even given me their blessing to then discuss, and they may even come on the show, right? And said there's, beyond doubt, there are lower IQs between different humanoids, right? This whole myth that the Asians are much fucking smarter, myth. It's a fucking myth. I was bought hook, line, and sinker by that fucking myth for years. It turns out that the Asians are just very good cheats. What they do is they're witty. They backward engineer shit to be able to, like, for instance, when the video machine first came out, one of the first German video machines to come out was then backward, reverse engineered by the Asians, and they improved on it with cheaper parts, no less. Because if there's cheaper parts, they blow up quicker. You have to go and buy a new video machine from another fucking Chinese or Japanese company. Same with the light bulb. The light bulb at one stage would have lasted for absolutely ever, but then they made perfectly sure they downgraded it, and so the element would bust a lot quicker, and you'd have to go out and buy more light globes. Otherwise, they can't make money off the light globe, right? But seriously, that was a myth about the Asians. That it's been a myth that the Abos are, it depends on the up. Bringing Sean, really, because I lived in Abbo neighborhoods, and there were a few of them there that had a pretty damn good upbringing. In fact, a bit better than the way I was bringing myself up throughout my teenage years, right? They were clothed, they were warm at night, they were educated well and everything. And guess what? They were still as dumb as fuck, even after having a proper education, a so-called proper education. You see, an Abbo can't get a proper education. I'll tell you why. It's because you put them in school, and even with an excellent curriculum and an excellent municipal system, they still don't fucking get it. And this whole argument that, oh, but Sean, I've met some really good Aboriginals. I say, well, like I said on a recent show, what define good? Oh, well, they were nice to me. Okay, so you met some nice ones. That still doesn't say anything to their fucking IQ. That doesn't say anything to their intelligence. You know, I've seen these Abbos be adopted into white neighborhoods, white families, and they're still as dumb as dog fuck. The only ones that have any intelligence to them, this is my personal experience, the only ones I've ever met, and I've met a fuckload of them, let me tell you, are the ones that have a bit of white blood. It's like a Malcolm X situation. But no, race and IQ has nothing to do with anything, ladies and gentlemen. Right? It's probably a fucking boomer kike that's writing to me, but I just had to bring it up. I'm going to read a little bit of the backward and forwards between him and I, just for a fucking laugh, and discuss it. But, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I've told him he can call in at any time he wants. He's from Canada, for what I understand. 512-487-7226, that's local to Austin, Texas. All right, or it's local to Texas. I don't know what part. I'm pretty sure it's Austin. 512-487-7226. He is welcome to call in and discuss this with me by all means. One of the things he recently said in one of his comments that I haven't yet allowed to go up on the website because I want to discuss it first is this. One of the things he said, I'm calling you out on the reservation idea, because I said to him, you know what? I don't believe. See, he mentioned that they should be dead. And I was thinking, no, I've never once said they need to be dead. He said, oh, to please your audience, I'll just say that, why don't you just wipe them out? Well, number one, the Maoris wanted to. You know, there was a Maori politician and an Indonesian politician that both almost said something verbatim. And that was, said something identical. And that was that it was lucky that the British came across, because us Maoris would have wiped them the fuck out. They're savage. Now, for a fucking Maori to say that, that's saying something. But then we had an Indonesian politician come out and say the same thing, you know, because they're neighbouring countries. Now, here's the thing. I want to get to Alison Chablot. For those of you in the chat room, just remind me about Alison Chablot. Something just got dropped in. As I was going to air into Gab. If you think Facebook is pissing you off because there's censorship, get on over to Gab. Gab allows you to say any fucking thing you want. You can be talking about niggers, kikes, and spicks as much as you like. But, anyway, getting back to this fucking douchebag in the comments area, he was basically trying to say that, Oh, yeah, I'll, to please your audience, I'll just say that, well, maybe you should just kill them all. Come on now, Sean, kill them all. I said, I didn't say that. I said, what I've always said on the show, anybody can go back through the archives, is that they need their own reserves. So what he said was, I'm going to call you out on the reserves thing. That'll never work. Oh, you mean the fact that they're actually doing it now and it's been working? You mean the fact that the Australian government has been creating reserves in different parts of Australia for the Aboriginals, and certain Aboriginals have been going there. The Full Bloods especially. The Full Bloods are getting the fuck out of Dodge, and they're heading off to these reserves. You mean that sort of shit that wouldn't work? You fucking idiot. You know, being a Canadian, you should, and not Australian, you should probably look into some Australian research first and look into what the government's doing for the Abbos over here. Now, it's not happening as much as en masse as what I would like it to be, and this is why I continuously push and push and push for them to end up in reserves, but the fact is, it has been working, it's been successful so far. It's happening at a trickle rate, but it's happening. So, you want to call me out about, oh, you'll never get them onto reserves. Well, then you better fucking look into Australia first, you stupid fucking maggot. Huh? So call me out. Call in. Champion, 512-487-7226. Call in, and by all means, call me the fuck out. Because it's going on right now. I'm just continuously pushing more and more and more for it to happen, because we don't get the fuck along. No matter what you do for these people. You know, it matters not, in the end. None of the argument matters. I'll tell you why. It's because they're too stupid. They are too fucking stupid to do anything by themselves. And they've proven that. You know, the reason that they don't get along with us to this day has nothing to do with what happened 200 fucking years ago. Hell, most of them can't read about what happened 250 fucking years ago or whatever it was. Right? Most of them can't fucking comprehend a speech about what took fucking place back then. I know, because I've given fucking speeches, right, to these cruds. They don't fucking get it. You can see their eyes moving, but nothing's ticking upstairs, right? No, race and IQ have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it, Sean. Absolute bullshit. You know, there's just no fucking reason to think that they're ever going to help themselves, because they don't fucking know how. Okay, they'll go back to their reserves. We would, you know what? This is how dumb it gets. We would actually have to educate them as to going back to their old ways. we whites would now have to educate some of them on how to get body grubs out of the ground, or how to hunt a goanna, right? Or how to hunt a fucking possum and eat that. We'd have to help them go back to their own ways, because they're too fucking stupid. You know, They came into the land of the white, right? Meaning they tried assimilating into the land of the white. And that's the biggest mistake we fucking made. I admit that. The biggest mistake white man made back then was trying to get them to assimilate. Ain't gonna happen. It's slowly, what they do though is they're very good at mimicking certain things. Mimicking behavior and stuff like that. But that's about it. That's all they're good for. So what happens is they slowly come to mimic what we do, knowing full well that if they don't, they might have their ass handed to them. And so if we took them back to a life of body grubs and goannas, we'd be the one who had to fucking reteach them. You know, it's like what's going on over in Sudan Darfur at the moment. Sudan Darfur in South Africa. You know, the Janjaweed slaughtering the living fuck out of whites and blacks alike. Any of the blacks, especially, that are converting from Islam to Christianity, are automatically slaughtered by their own peoples, by the Janjaweed, which translates devils on horseback. Right? And to this day, there's organizations like the Persecution Project Foundation, run by Ed Lyons and a Christian group, that are over there creating water wells. Why? Because they don't know how to fucking do it themselves. We're dealing with the same thing when it comes to the Aboriginals. They don't know how to do shit for themselves. So it takes Christian groups to go over to places like Sudan Darfur when it comes to this black South Africans to teach them how to do water wells. And even then, after being educated on how to build the wells, quite often they can't do it. This is why the Persecution Project Foundation is over there. This is why white Christians over here in Australia are continuously trying to help the Aboriginals out of a fucking mud pit that they will never become unbogged. More to come.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Black Raven in a cypress tree in the dead of the night, just looking at me makes you wonder if he's got it out for you. Cause your heart starts pumping and your hands go blue, but this woman said she can make me a star by drinking what she had in her mason jar.
Back in 1973, Dr. William Pierce was talking about the downfall of our planet and politics. I wasn't even born then, I was born in 75. If you want to know what's going on in the world today, then by all means, get on over to tctaunleashed.com and have a look at our schedule. Have a listen to Dr. William Pierce, whom was going for years and years and understood exactly what was taking place when it comes to Judaism.
Daddy, we got our plate here, but there ain't no vegetable on here. They don't serve a vegetable at the restaurant. Mama always say, you got to eat them vegetable. Collard green.
All right. Let me set this straight. Hold up. See that burger right there, the beef? That already got the vegetable inside. The cow eat that shit. He eats the vegetable. So it's included already. The vitamin and all that shit is in there. So eat that shit and shut up.
In the dead of the night, you scream my name so loud it hurts my ears. You have the dream, the thought is...
Living on Aboriginal reserves and stations. That's right. From the late 1700s, the spread of settlement across New South Wales by non-Indigenous people gradually pushed Aboriginal people off their land. New South Wales governments responded in many cases by setting aside parcels of land for the sole use of Aboriginal people across the state. You've probably heard that song, ladies and gentlemen, from Kevin Bloody Wilson. And some of the lyrics was, where the Aboriginal pulls up and he sees a property and he says, "Hey, this place look all right. We'll tell the government it's a sacred site. Dead fucking easy," right? The reason they do that is because the government will near on fucking kick you out of your own house as long as the Aboriginal calls the fucking property sacred. That used to be sacred Aboriginal land. How do you work that out? Well, one of the Aboriginals elders said it. But have you proven it? No, shut up. Don't be racist. Just get out of your house and allow the Aboriginals to have it back. Ayers Rock. They gave him a whole fucking rock in the middle of the fucking desert and said, "This is no longer its name. You're not allowed to call it Ayers Rock. You've got to call it what the Aboriginals want. Get fucked." It's Ayers Rock. That's what it's always fucking been. Bastards, barely had a fucking name for it before white men came here. It's written in the caves. The silly bastards probably thought it was a fucking wart on the arse of the earth. Across the state, Aboriginal reserves were created as a political response to the dispossession of Aboriginal people from their land. Over time, the creation of reserves or similar parcels of land were driven by different philosophies and initiated by different groups, churches, government, non-Aboriginal residents of towns, or Aboriginal people themselves. Though some Aboriginal people had little choice but to live on their reserves, they often developed very deep attachments to them and to the areas adjacent to their reserves. Now, today's day and age, when they actually say, "All right, yeah, someone said it's a sacred site," they just hand over some property that they barely fucking look into it at all. Thankfully, most of the abos that could claim something is a sacred site it's usually out in the middle of Whoop Whoop, which makes me—I'm happy with that. But no, race has nothing to do with it. You know, the blacks in Sudan Darfur, they're just as smart as us. Yeah, that'll be your little fucking secret. I'm telling you know, you talk to people like Ed Lyons, and he'll tell you, you know, no, they're in a sad state of affairs because they don't get it. He mightn't put it in those words because, you know, it's politically incorrect to do so. I'm just blunt. But he'll let you know that they just don't get it. They're unable to do it for themselves. And that's why, why else would the Christian group be over there building water wells for them if they could do it for themselves in the first place? It's because they can't. they don't have the intelligence on how to do shit. You know, all of these different English bridges that were built in different parts of South Africa at one stage, all falling to bits after black management turned up, took over, because they don't know how to maintain shit that white man created. Why do you think Detroit sunk into a fucking shithole and they lost electricity for the entire city at one stage? It's because black management had no fucking idea even how to keep the electricity on. That's why. And black management hired black fucking monkeys to go in and maintain these power plants, and they fucked it royally. Those that weren't stealing the copper from the plants, because it's natural, it's in their natural fucking mentality to thieve rather than work for something. Did you notice that not a single pair of work boots was stolen during the Ferguson riots? Eh? Yeah, there was plenty of KFC that went fucking missing, but no fucking work boots. Yep. And there's a reason with it, because it's their natural fucking mentality. Right? This shows up left, right, and goddamn center all over the world. Even the mainstream media fuck up. They go, oh, Detroit has lost electricity today. Right? Now, they mightn't actually come out and use detail and say, it's, well, because black management fucking took over. God forbid that we all knew that was going to happen, those of us so-called racists, eh? We knew what the fuck was going to happen once black management... The outskirts of Detroit turned into the fucking slums. They're starting to look like... They were starting to look like East Buffalo within 2 years, right? And then all of a sudden, the lights go out. Some years later, the lights fucking go out. Go figure. Oh, but it's got nothing to do with race or IQ. It's got nothing to do with intelligence. You know, like I said, the potbelly pig, it looks different to its the other pig breeds. It can still mate with other pig breeds, of course. But the thing is, it looks different to other pig breeds and it's more intelligent. So what would make us think that all these different humanoids around the fucking planet, Asians, fucking... Abos, the North American yard ape over there, up there in America. What makes us think for a second that not only do we look different, for instance, they're black, we're white, but that our mentality can be different as well, that our intelligence can be different as well. The cooned mane has a much more fucking intelligence, that a higher intelligence than that of the tabby cat or the Siamese. The Siamese, it's a temperamental little fuck. And was once mistaken as intelligence, but since they've done research on it, they say, no, the Siamese does not work shit out like a cooned mane does. I had a cooned mane. They're fucking brilliant. This thing used to... I taught him, just by pointing, how to tap on the door when he wanted to go out. He'd jump up on the bin, the garbage bin, and he'd sit there and tap. He'd look at me, and he'd tap on the doorknob. Because I sat there for a good half hour going, look, when you want to go out, Quayne, here, look, Quayne. And he'd look me right in the eye. And then I'd tap on the door. And sooner or later, he just came up and he started tapping on the door. Very intelligent cats. When you take a tabby and try that, good luck to you. Those tabbies are as dumb as dog shit. They're nothing but a boof head and a ball of fluff, right? Same with humanoids. I don't know why it is people can't admit it to themselves. They fucking dig up this whole lot of mainstream media, Marxist, communist, fucking PC bullshit just to feel good about themselves. You know, these people that don't want to say the word nigger because, oh, that would make them feel bad about themselves. It's a fucking word and the blacks call themselves niggers all the time. Why would it make you feel bad? Oh, because the politically correct Marxist, communist fucking crowd tell you it's okay for the niggers to call themselves niggers, but if you do it, you should feel bad in yourself. Fuck them. I feel good in myself every time I say nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, nigger. And nigger, nigger. Right? I ain't afraid of fucking words. I ain't afraid of the term racist because I am one. I ain't afraid of when people say, "What you seem like a fucking white supremacist to me." I fucking am. I'll tell you why. It's because, as Hitler once said, he thinks that the white race is the master race, and I believe that's true, just as George Lincoln Rockwell said. We've proven it. Everything made of worth was made by white men, white men, white men. Trains, planes, automobiles of any type were made by white men. German engineering, white men, white Western civilization. Now, you can say whatever you want in this argument, ladies and gentlemen, anything you want, but just remember, blacks have created fucking nothing but turmoil, even within their own communities. When the British came here, there were tribes of fucking Aboriginals killing each other. That's all they were doing. Hunting barty grubs, goannas, and killing each other. That's a fact. That's in fucking history. But it's something people don't like touching on. right? Oh, fuck me and call me stinky. You know, there are some, you know, John Wayne said something really great at one stage, and that is, life is hard, but it's harder if you're stupid. And there's all kinds of stupid that go on in this world. When I hear people say, race and IQ have nothing to do with it, Sean. You're a fuckhead if you believe that. What, so race and race has nothing to do with them being black? What, so they're not different to us? The potbelly pig, he looks different to the general breeds of pigs? What, is there no difference?
Well, of course there is,
Well, so there's a different breed of pig, right?
Yes.
Well, then couldn't there be a different breed of humanoid? For instance, they're black, we're white, we have more fucking intelligence, they don't. I'm not saying that because they have a lesser intelligence that people need to go killing them or punching them up. What I'm saying is they will never be able to assimilate with the level of intelligence that white man has. The proof is in the pudding. I wouldn't be here talking about it now if there wasn't an issue. If they were the same as us, then they wouldn't be taking us to task around every fucking corner. By now they would have said, hey, that shit happened 200 years ago. Number one, we wouldn't have been able to take over them 200 years ago if they were so intelligent. They would have had guns. They would have had ships. They would have had shit that they could blow us up with. But they didn't. We did. Because we're more intelligent. Do you understand? You know, we wouldn't have taken over Australia if, or Terra Australis at the time, we would not have taken over this country if we weren't the more intelligent ones. They would have been able to defend themselves, but no, they had fucking spears. Why? Because they don't have the intelligence to do anything else. They had no fucking clue what gunpowder was, for crying out loud. You know, what is it, you know, how is it that you people fool yourselves? How is it you politically correct fucking idiots fool yourselves into believing that they are exactly like us and that it has nothing to do with race or IQ? I dare say, I challenge you. I'm calling you out now, you motherfucker. I'm calling you out. Call in and let me know how they were chucking spears when we were firing fucking guns. How are they just equal to us? And that everything to do with them not progressing has to do with white men putting them down. Well, before white men came here, they were still chucking spears. Did you think they had guns and then all of a sudden white men come along and said, oh, we're going to put you down. We're going to lower your fucking, we're going to lower you to the lowest moral chakra vice and fucking, take your weapons and make you chuck spears. No. They were chucking spears once we reached these shores because they didn't know how to make anything fucking else. And you think that their IQ is right up there with ours? And that what's going on today has nothing to do with race or IQ? Really? I tell ya, there's a level of stupid out there, ladies and gentlemen, and it just doesn't get any better than this. We were talking about sniffing petrol. This is how it all started. He said it has nothing to do with race or IQ, sniffing petrol. Well, that's funny, because per capita, it's always been, and it always will be, Aboriginals that mostly sniff petrol. It's got to do with the fact they're poor, Sean, and that they're in remote areas where they can't get any drugs, Sean. Really, because I've travelled all over fucking Australia, and I've found remote areas where there's only petrol. You go to these white fucking towns and you won't find one fucking petrol sniffer. Not one. But yet, you go to these black towns and they're not fucking sniffing it because they don't have much money, because they get paid more than us. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, the Aboriginals get a lot of their rent paid, and for whatever's left in the rent, it gets paid by their welfare. They also get paid ab study instead of Aus study. Aus study is where a white person gets paid to study. And then the ab study is where an Aboriginal gets paid. Now, why is there a difference? Because the Aboriginals get paid more. They get paid more and looked after in every way, shape and fucking form. And still, they sniff petrol instead of buying drugs or buying some marijuana. Still. But you can't tell people, some people this. They're going to listen to their government and their mainstream and lamestream fucking media and say, and spout their fucking PC bullshit. And I'm fucking sick to death of it. Go and live in Wilcannia and just see what sort of money they get paid per fucking fortnight, per every week, as you would call it, every other week. Right? Every 2 weeks, they get paid a fucking bundle of money, a grand and even more when they have kids. Like, it's a fucking big chunk of change per child as well. And they still sniff the petrol instead of getting their marijuana or something like that, which is much safer. More to come, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking call in. 512-487-7226.
the black-haired Jewish youth lies in wait for hours on end, satanically glaring at and spying on the unsuspicious girl whom he plans to seduce, adulterating her blood and removing her from the bosom of her own people. The Jew uses every possible means to undermine the radical foundations of a subjugated people. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com. Get on over and check that out. A lot of great information. Woolly collects a lot of the different alternative show hosts' information and stuff like that. He also has some important posts that you can have a bit of a read and a few pictures here and there to take a look at. Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com.
Before the first colonization of white people coming to the shores of Africa or the slave ships, black men built nothing. No sewer system, no houses above one level, and none of them made out of stone. All of them made out of grass and wood. The people who ran the nation are now leaving the nation because black folk don't know how to run no nation. You talk about the Hutus and the Tutsis. Look what's going on in Zimbabwe now with Mugabe. We got a problem, black folk. And forget about Zimbabwe and South.
How convenient that that random break came up with Reverend James Manning. I have written to Reverend James Manning, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. He's a very busy bloke, I know that much. We had him on Oracle Broadcasting at one stage. He's that black reverend that you just heard speaking during the break, coming back from the break. And he himself knows that blacks don't know how to run no nation. He knows that their IQ is lesser of, and that they need to be in their own area, away from whites, because they're doing nothing but hating on the whites. Because the whites dare to show their fucking brilliance. And that's what it is. It's sheer brilliance. That's what we fucking are. We have created that cup in front of you that you're drinking your coffee out of, or that glass bottle that you're drinking out of, right? A lot of those designs come from white people, not black people. And many of them from the Egyptians, that has continuously argued that the Egyptians were black, which is a whole load of horse shit in itself. That's another story. But hey, let's get back to this one. Here's one for you, back from 2008. Again, I want this champion to fucking call in. I told him when the show's on. Oh yeah, he'll be listening. Don't you worry. Just too much of a fucking petty coward to call in. Right? In Alice Springs, 2008, glue is the new petrol. So you see, at these days, in 2019, it's glue and petrol in Alice Springs. Glue and petrol in Wilcannia. And guess what? Oh, get this. In Wilcannia, at one stage, it was very, very hard to get glue. In fact, you couldn't. So what were they going to do? Travel for miles to get the glue, right? Well, they did. Well, if they can travel the miles, then why didn't they pick marijuana instead? Which is much healthier for you than any glue or petrol. Marijuana's killed not a single person on the face of this planet, unless someone was stupid enough to be under the influence and then fucking drive themselves into a fucking fire hydrant. Right? But other than that, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a secret. They drove all that way, and they picked up some petrol and some glue. No, IQ and race has nothing to do with that. You know, they weren't smart enough to go and get some marijuana because they didn't realize marijuana's better for you than petrol, and that if you keep sniffing petrol and glue, you'll probably end up dead within the next 2 years. No, they're too fucking stupid. But IQ and race has nothing to do with that. So, you know, given the fact, and we're talking per capita mathematics, that fucking whites tend to have marijuana, and shit like that. Now, we could argue ice. ice is fucking bad for you and that can kill you. That's absolutely fucking for sure. But who brought that into fucking play? Kikes. All the fucking way. Who brings all in the opiates? The FBI and CIA and shit like that, that are run by fucking kikes. Hey? Yeah, that's what it is. And then they use the fucking the television to brainwash kids into fucking... If when someone's sitting around watching CIA Miami or whatever the fuck it's called, I don't watch television. There's something called Something Miami. CSI Miami, I think it's called. And what happens is... You got these people fucking on ice and the cops are saying, oh, yes, this person's on ice and it's bad, bad, bad. But on the same token, you see these kids doing whatever it is they do with the fucking ice and kids are watching this shit and saying, hey, that might be all right. You know what I mean? Like if you were homeschooling and your kids were at home and they didn't have a television, well, then they're not going to see that sort of shit and go looking for ice, are they? Especially if it looks like the kid's getting off on it and having fun. Plain and simply, let's have a look at this. Alice Springs has recently been hit by an outbreak of glue sniffing with between 12 and 20 kids from the town camps falling victim to the practice, writes Graham Ring. Now, who is a mass incumbent, if you will, of Alice Springs? How many of the Abbos live in Alice Springs? A fuck load. It's got a huge Abbo population. And as any Australian knows, not just from statistics that are obvious, and not just from the mainstream media that once in a very blue moon touch upon it because they dare wouldn't want to look racist. They have to remain fucking rainbow diverse. The Abbos are through the fucking roof there, and people that live there know this. You know, a friend of mine has a mechanic relation, and he's shot through. He said, I refused to work on their Land Rovers. The Abbos were getting given free Land Rovers. So I'd love a free fucking vehicle, by the way. Where's my fucking free vehicle? The Abbos were getting free Land Rovers, but they were fucking trashing them. Who cares about a free fucking car? They'll just go and get another one, right? So they're trashing the shit out of them. They take them to the fucking mechanic, and the mechanic was saying, I'm not working on your car. And the Abbo would say, oh, why, you're racist. You just don't want to work on my car. And he says, no, there's human shit in the back seat, mate. There's human shit in the front seat. You've got puke all through the fucking car. Go and wash it, and then I'll fucking work on it. Oh, you're just a fucking racist. I'm going to dob you in, cunt. So this fucking black maggot drives off, dobs him in, and they wrap him over the fingers. They say, hey, you didn't fix that Abbo's car. And he says, hey, there was human feces in it. I'm not fixed. I don't care if you're white or black. There's human feces in it. I'm not fucking working on it. And they say, no. Affirmative action, motherfucker. It's a form of affirmative action. You're going to work on his car or we'll shut you down. He said, see you later. See you, mate. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go elsewhere and hopefully be able to work somewhere else. And he has done exactly that. He's fucked off. But see, you can't tame a creature. There's certain beasts you just cannot tame. And these beasts you can't tame. Like I said, if they've got a little bit of white blood in them, sure, that lifts their intelligence somewhat. There's a reason our curriculum, our ladder, if you will, our educational ladder, if you will, has come down, 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 down. It's because they don't get it. They start putting their little black boys and girls into the schools. They don't get it. So all of a sudden you've got a fucking PC government that bows the fuck down, lowers the ladder on how difficult things are going to be to reach year 12. And then all of our white kids suffer, right? They get a dumbed down education because these little black fucks don't get it. Oh, but it's got nothing to do with race and IQ, son. Right? And apparently sniffing petrol and glue has nothing to do with IQ. Even though per capita, whites tend to stay right away from fucking petrol and glue. I've known a few white boys that did it in the past in city areas because cities are a fucking cesspool. But still per capita, statistically, through the census, through the Bureau of Statistics, even in the American public record when it comes to the North American Yard Ape, it's evident to see. Right? There's a reason that there's an overrepresentation of fucking Abbos in the prison systems, and there's a reason there's an overrepresentation of fucking niggers and spics in the prison systems. Right? And this whole fucking notion of that they just don't have the money. Well, hold on a second. They get paid more than us. Right? They get free shit. We don't. We have to work our fucking ass off for it. And if you're on welfare, they get paid more. So, and not just that, they're actually allowed, unlike the common person that's on the dole here in Australia, the common white person, if you're on the dole, you have to have, if you're going to move house, you have to have a very good reason, and you also have to move to an area where there's more work than what you have available to you in your current location. So, for instance, I'm in Myrtleford, and then I think, all right, I want to move to Narooma on the south coast where the ocean is beautiful and the fish are ready to be eaten. Well, no, Sean, you can't do that. Why? Well, you know, you're on the dole, mate, right? You're on the dole, mate. So, you've got to move to an area where there's more work. Now, that makes logical sense to me. I would think that, you know, if you're on the dole and you're going to move somewhere, you would hope to move somewhere where there's going to be more work. However, the Abbos don't have to. This is another thing. They have the ability and the money to be, if they paid enough money, and also the ability to be able to just get up and move to any other town that they fucking want, and there's no restrictions on them. Now, you would think with those sorts of opportunities, you would take advantage of it.
I'm too stupid.
They're too stupid to even understand why they hate Whitey, most of them. When you say, hold on a second, why again do you want to kick me off your land? Or what you call your land? Even though all's fair love and war, and we fucking won, and we claimed it. What is it exactly that, what is it exactly that you want to, why? And they say, oh, because you stole our land. I said, did I? They're, yeah, brother, you stole our land. You need to get off our land. And I say, all right, no worries. I stole your land, did I? I said, because, see, for what I understand, I'm not 200 fucking years old. So I didn't steal anything. Oh, now you're being racist. So they have no valid fucking argument as to why to get us off the fucking land. I say, all right, no worries, Blackie. How about we all leave, but we're taking our planes, trains, automobiles. We're going to demolish every house and take all that material with us. Yeah. Yeah, let's fuck around here, shall we? We're going to take our beds. We're going to take all those luxuries. You're not going to... Hey, give me that cell phone, by the way. Hey, black boy. Give me the fucking cell phone. Thank you. We're going to take your car. We're taking everything. We're going to leave you with what you had here before we came along. Before we came along, you had lizards and body grubs and shit because you weren't intelligent enough to have anything fucking else. Right? And for those of you who want to start waxing fucking evolution at me, there's even some people who say, oh, you know, Sean, you know, you're right, but they need to evolve at their own. I'm not an evolutionist and I'm not a religionist either. I'm not a creationist nor an I don't buy it. I've got other ideas and that. I've discussed them in the past. Perhaps I'll go back into that another time. But at the moment, no, I'm neither. What happens is these creatures, right, have had plenty of time. Let's use the evolution argument just for shits and giggles. Let's pretend that evolution is exactly what Richard Dawkins says it is. Here's the thing. If they are still evolving as Abbos, how come, with all the progress that white man has made all over white Western civilization, they haven't evolved a single iota? They have not even progressed. They have not progressed in any way. As long as they're full blood, right, they have not progressed in any way. Again, if it's a Malcolm X situation, sure, they can progress because they've got a little bit of intelligence there to do so. But the thing is, these full bloods have no fucking idea. Now, how good is... Let's move to that for a second before we get to the whole glue petrol thing. Back to the glue and petrol thing. Let's look at that for a second. My nephew is a half-caste Aboriginal, okay? His mother was white, obviously, and his father was an Abbo. Now, how did that work out for him? Well, Sean, you said that he's got a little bit more intelligence because he's got some white blood in him. Sure. I surely did. But how did that work out for him? I'll tell you how it worked out for him. Back in 2010, I had him on the broadcast. And he said himself, multiculturalism, multiracialism does not work. It doesn't work. He said, Sean, I didn't know whether I was white or black. The elders would not, the black Aboriginal elders would not accept me because I wasn't pure black. And the whites at school used to pick on me because I wasn't pure white. And I just didn't know where the fuck I was. He said, multiracialism does not work. He said it took him to become an adult to just come to acceptance as to what he was. Even though to this day he doesn't totally understand it. Unfucking real. Yep, you can have these first-hand experiences. But the PC will still come out. No, it's not true, Dave. You're breaking my paradigm. I may. One of the hardest things to do is to wake up from your historical slumber. And what I mean by this is the fact that you've been taught by one thing within your indoctrination centres, your schools, and now you have to wake up to a total other. It's not an easy thing to have your eyes open, but stick with it and you'll not be able to turn back. It will be all worth it.
Radio X with your host, Jimmy X, 7 days a week. If you haven't heard of Radio X before, then you need to get on over to TCTAUnleashed.com. That's TCTAUnleashed.com and have a bit of a listen. Otherwise, you're missing out. Check out our schedule and have a bit of a listen to Jimmy X, TCTAUnleashed.com.
Apparently, a man has been charged with having sex with a horse. You think society is crazy? I mean, here's a case of just complete madness. And apparently, this is not the first time this man has been caught having sex with the same horse. And the reason why I talk about these stories from time to time, because it shows you the degradation of our society. It is a cesspool. When you got these perverts running around, having sex with a horse.
Alice Springs has recently been hit by an outbreak of glue sniffing, with between 12 and 20 kids from the town camp falling victim to the practice. Local hardware shops hit by break-ins and theft of inhalants, go figure, have responded by reinforcing fibro walls with steel to increase their security. This is how much these abos fucking cost us. By the way, I've got multiple security guards, prison guards, screws in other words, that will all tell you about the shenanigans of these low IQ apes, and that race and IQ has everything to do with it. All right? This is not just coming from me. I have multiple people that can tell you the same fucking thing. There's a sergeant that I know quite well, and one of the things he calls them is the gremlins. He said they're gremlins. They're low IQ fucking apes that don't get it, and they're always a problem under your car, under the hood of your car. All right? That's why he calls them the gremlins. Tangentier Council's Central Australian Youth Link-Up Service, CAYLUS, has been brilliantly successful in bringing the scourge of petrol sniffing to its knees, wank wank, reducing the number of sniffers in its region from 500 to 20. Now, here's the thing. This was back in 2008. They were correct in saying it brought it to its knees for a while. But this is what happened. And this is something the mainstream media refuse to tell you. But I've gone on ground. I've seen this shit firsthand myself. I've done my own fucking research by getting out there and looking at it, seeing it with my own eyes. Speaking to people, like I did with Cronulla. When the Cronulla riots took place, I got down there and I spoke to all the youth and the fucking cops and shit like that. I don't fuck around. Here's the thing. They did actually bring it to its knees for a small while. The way they did that is BP had bought out this non-sniffable opal fuel. Now, what it did is it didn't give the high that they would normally get for it. And I actually thought at the time, back then, back in 2008, 2009, I thought this might actually work. It might actually stop them from sniffing fucking petrol, right? Siphoning petrol out of people's cars and getting high and shit like to get high. Fucking, isn't it funny? The petrol was available to them at the petrol station, but yet they still stole it out of people's cars instead. And then apparently it's got something to do with being remote. Well, they couldn't even walk down the street and pay $2. Oh, no, that's right, because they've been buying their flagon, brother. And they've been spending all their fucking money on glue and shit like that, brother. That's right, brother. Because they don't fucking know any better. Oh, I sniffed the petrol because it's much easier to get. Yeah, right. It's because all they fucking know, they don't think about marijuana. Most of the Ebos I've met don't even fucking think about it. You might get the occasional fucking half-cast here and there that you'll see over a bong. But you talk to some of the full-bloods, they're not interested in it. They're interested in their fucking petrol and cigarettes, and that's about it. Fucking seriously. But here's the thing. It did bring it to its knees for a while, but then they realized they're not getting high. So you know what they started doing? And this is the mainstream media not telling you a fucking thing. They started traveling to those remote locations to get the fuel that wasn't affected. So if they had a town that had a BP only service station, they traveled to another fucking town to go and get the petrol. You know, the truck drivers, let's take a look at the truck drivers, are totally fucking ignored. Their stories are totally ignored. I used to be a truck jockey for multiple people at one stage, and then later a friend of mine used to travel into Queensland and stuff like that, because he owned his own truck at the time. But what some of the horror stories I heard from the truck drivers was that, no, you don't pull your truck up in that town, Sean. I say, but doesn't your logbook say that you got it to have a snooze? And they'd say, no, it doesn't matter. And anyone can find this out by going to some of the local truck stops in Albury. They'll fucking tell you, in Lavington as well. They'll fucking tell you what it's like. You know, you're driving across the fucking desert, and they say, no, 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 even if the logbook says stop there, don't. Because what they do is the little bastards come up, they'll siphon your tank, they'll fucking rip the blinkers off, what you call the indicators. They rip the indicators off because the kids are fascinated with this blinking light, even though it doesn't blink anymore. They're still trying to work that one out. Oh, we ripped it off and it doesn't blink anymore. There's a reason. There's a reason that there's an advertisement out there saying, don't sleep on the road. Roads are for driving, not for sleeping. And it's an Aboriginal doing the advertisement. Why? Because it's the Aboriginals that fall asleep on the fucking road. Why do you think we call them bungs? One of the derogatory terms we call them is a bung. The reason being is because the stupid fuckers fall asleep on the road. A truck's coming barreling through the desert and can't see shit at that time of night. And then the Abbo sort of wakes up half dreary and dazed because he's been sniffing his petrol and his glue all day, brother. And then what happens is all of a sudden a truck comes along, they see the headlights in their eyes, they're about to get up and run, it's too late. Boom! They hit the fucking bull bar. And that's the sound that the truck driver hears. The last sound the truck driver hears is boom. That's why we call them bungs. Plain and simply, a lot of people didn't realise that as a factoid. They know that they're called bungs, but they didn't know why. Well, now you know. It's because they get wiped out by the fucking trucks because they're too fucking stupid. They sit there sniffing their petrol and, oh, it's very warm out here in this part of the desert. I might just sleep on the road. In fact, where is that? Let me bring that up. Let's really rub this the fuck in. Let's have a look here. No, back. Let's have a look. Old audio. Let's see if we've got it here. Road. If I haven't, I'll look for it. No, okay. This is all right. It's all right. We're all good. What we'll do is we will go like this. Don't sleep. I'm one-handed here at the moment. Don't sleep on the road. YouTube. You're going to love this. You can't make this shit up, but apparently it's got nothing to do with race or IQ. You see, the last I looked, back in the 1600s, 1700s, back in the horse and cart days, I don't recall an epidemic of people falling asleep on the fucking roads. White people, in jolly old England, I don't recall an epidemic of white people sleeping all over the roads. It's because it didn't fucking happen. You might have the occasional drunk that might drop on the road, sort of thing, passed out, but it wasn't an epidemic like it is in Aboriginal communities. But race and IQ have nothing to do with it, right? Let's have a look. Here we go. Don't sleep on the road. Let's have a listen. That's not the one we're looking for. Let's have a look at this one. Look out for people. I think this is it here, I think. Pedestrian, it says. Come on.
It doesn't matter if you're on your community or on tour. We need to keep ourselves and our countrymen safe.
You never know when a car is going to come along. The road is for cars, not for sleeping or playing around. Care about where you sleep. At night, the driver wants to see you. Bright clothes like white and yellow are good.
We want to do things the right way in our community. So let's get road safety right.
Authorised by the Northern Territory Government.
Authorised by the Northern Territory Government. Yeah. don't sleep on the road. Roads are for driving. And there's a group of Abbo kids all walking along beside this guy while he teaches them not to sleep on the fucking road. You know, this is not something that needed to be taught to white people. They knew not to sleep on the fucking road. I mean, a little child, like a toddler, you start teaching, you know, not to go near the road, of course. But even as adults, these fucking creatures, these savages, go and sleep on the fucking road. Yeah, no, we're all equal. We're all equal. Now, a group of Aboriginal kids got together to sing about don't sniff petrol from a can. Now, this is where the conversation between the douchebag and I was going on. I titled it Rama Rama. again, you can't make this shit up. They even made a song about it because predominantly it's Aboriginals, and Australia knows this. It's Aboriginals that do it. And it has nothing to do with being remote and shit like that. What a load of fucking horseshit. Do you know how many fucking drug cartels understand that these country areas are fucking alone out there and how much money they can make if they were just to buy the drugs? The reason they don't head out there, these drug dealers don't head out there, is because the Abbos aren't fucking interested in those sorts of drugs. They're only interested in fucking petrol. So my argument stands. It stands as they are fucking low IQ apes and it's all they know to fucking do. They're dumb as dog shit, mate. What, you know, you tell them, why don't you smoke some good old hash or put some hash in or some reefer into a fucking cake and eat that. That'll keep you high. Oh, no, I'm not interested in that, brother. And they're looking at you with the shallow eyes like nothing's ticking upstairs. They don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. They're fucking dumb as shit. Let's have a look here. Yeah, take a listen to this. Don't sniff petrol from a can. It's an actual song by the Abbos. Don't be Rama Rama.
My friend, could we stand together? Look at us, we can sniff forever. Show me sister, show me brother. And we stand strong for one another. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah! Come on, come on.
Don't sniff petrol from a can. Oh, get out of here. I'm gonna not fucking laugh and so hard I won't be able to finish the show. Like, fucking seriously, now here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. We're heading into the top of the second hour. And when I get back, I'm going to talk about how Alice Springs has almost every drug known to fucking man, but they still sniff the petrol. And what is it I hear you saying? Well, because they've got less money. Shut. Bullshit. They get paid more than us. I'll go into detail about this when we get back. They get paid more than us, and those people on the dole as white people can afford to get heroin to a certain degree. They definitely can. So why wouldn't they be buying heroin instead? Or ice instead? It's because they're too fucking stupid. They don't understand it. They have no fucking clue. We'll be right back. No, 7.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. Inductive logic, reasoning from specific instances to a general conclusion that is broader than what can be logically inferred from the instances. For example, our observation that the sun rose today, yesterday, and all the days we know about before yesterday gives rise to the conclusion that the sun has always come up and will continue to come up every day, even though this cannot be logically inferred from the known instances. Note, this example will not work for our readers at the North Pole. Contrast, deductive logic.
from the book Plato and a Platypus Walk into a Bar by Thomas Cathcart and Daniel Klein.
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, top of the second hour, WTFR, where thought is free radio. 107.9 FM in the Alpines of different parts of Victoria. And also 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, and a cluster of stations that like to go mobile over there in the States. Thank you to all of the AM and FM affiliates that cover the broadcast, of course. A big hello out to the North Kakalaki crew, Blackbird 9 and his crew. Blackbird 9 does a broadcast over on Spreaker. That's Spreaker.com. Check out Blackbird 9's Breakfast Club. Check out woolliesblog.blogspot.com. That's woolliesblog.blogspot.com. Get in there with some like-minded folk and have a bit of a conversation. He's got a chat room there, but also Woolly harvests a hell of a lot of other people's broadcasts. He puts up a lot of different pictures, memes, information, great websites to check out. So Spreaker.com to check out Blackboy9's Breakfast Club and woolliesblog.blogspot.com by all means. All right. So one of the last messages that this WQJCV, can't even use a proper fucking name, the cowards, keyboard fucking commandos, he says, "Quit your," this is the last message he wrote, and I'll put this up on the website after the show. "Quit your whining, Aussie. If Aboriginals were removed from the picture, poor whites would be where they are now for all the world to see and laugh at." Really? Because when the White Australia policy was put in place and the Aboriginals were more separate to us, we were doing fine, okay? But once we started assimilating them, or attempting to assimilate them more into our societies, well, that's when shit started, when this forced diversity came down on top of us. "Well, this street just ain't black enough, Sean. So what we're going to do is we're going to blacken it up a little, because we are equal." And what happened? All of the fucking property prices went down. I'll tell you why. Because the low IQ fucking apes love to hang out with their fucking family. So what they do is they're just, "Hey, brother, I've got myself a house over here now. The government gave me a free house. Now, I get free rent, brother. Why don't you come and live with me? You and your girlfriend come and live with me." "Oh, yeah, brother. I'll be right there, Edmund. I'll be right there. Oh, that's cool, brother." So then they go in there, and then next thing you know, you've got 14 fucking people living in one house. So the government comes along and says, "Oh shit, what's going on here? Yeah, I know, it's pretty filthy, isn't it? There's shit everywhere, there's trolley carts, there's all sorts of shit. Oh, it's disgusting. Used nappies lying around the front fucking yard. 14 people in the house and it stinks like urine. We've got to do something about this." Well, what will we do? Well, we'll put some of these families in houses next door so they can all live next door to each other. So that's what they do. So this once middle-class housing area turns into a shit pit, and all the property rates drop. Something shocking. No one wants to buy because of the filth that goes on in this Aboriginal neighbourhood. They're too low IQ to do it. They're too low IQ to even pay their fucking electricity bill. And what they do is they pull the floorboards up in the middle of the house and they start burning it in the fucking house. I know, because I worked for Commission Housing. Right? You want more, champion? The guy that's writing to me, this WQJCV? You want more? I'll give you fucking more. Once they don't pay the gas bills, they pull it all up. Now, then you have to worry about the bathtubs that they've shit in. And for some reason, there was always this strange thing where there would be human feces behind the televisions when we had to remove all the furniture. And I said to my boss at the time, I said, "Stefan, why do they shit behind the fucking televisions?" And he said, "I don't know. It's a thing they do. You know, maybe some kid's playing hide and seek and needs a shit, takes a shit behind the television and then just leaves. I don't know." But it was a weird fucking thing. Now, I know. It's fucking gross. Like, some of the shit we had to walk into was just fucking gross. There's a reason we had to have masks. Now, but before the fucking, the white abos were fucking, sorry, the, abos were being attacked sort of thing. What's going on here? Someone in... Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen, just bear with me. Alright, now, before the, I've lost my train of thought. No, yeah, before the White Australia policy was abolished, well, we were sort of attacking the Aboriginals at the time. We're basically saying, stay the fuck away from us. We were verbally attacking. Well, stay the fuck away from us. We really don't need you around us. But also, on the same token, we stopped the Asians from coming here the whole lot. We were really doing a good fucking job. And we were prospering in so many ways. It wasn't funny. You know, the trade we didn't have didn't affect us. We didn't need Asian trade at the time, or like not on mass. We wouldn't have needed it no matter what. We were doing well. So to say that if we didn't have the abos to shit on, right, that we'd be still in the same spot, you're a fucking idiot. He says, he or she says, who would you blame then? Australia is run by whites, the supposed master race, yet this is what you've built for yourself. I didn't build it for myself. A communist Marxist government built what we are today. And I'm not happy with it. White Western civilization came over here, the British, and they did a fucking good job on creating, you know, from this once prison country into something great. You know, you don't, it's very hard to build up Australia to what it is today from what it was, okay? Now, let's see here. Once a penal colony, always a penal colony. Okay, you've obviously never been to Australia. Australia is as vast, almost as vast as America in size. And it's 24 million strong, thereabouts, in population. And it's very, very modern. It's got nothing to do with a penal colony anymore. You know, you're just trying to poke a stick there. It doesn't make you look very intelligent. Now, he goes on to say, now, no doubt your radio show is a hoot, painting Australia as a shithole. Not at all. Albeit that it has become a shithole, it wasn't always. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. It's becoming a shithole. You know, we're being taken over by Asians and shit like that. We're being taken over by all sorts of different walks of life, like the Lebanese, the Japanese, the what are these? I'll give you that one. It is being, I am painting it as a shithole because it is becoming that. There's no doubt about it. But once upon a time, Australia was something to fight for. There's no doubt. Now, you might say, well, then you should fuck off out of there. Well, I am. I've always said on the show that once my kids have lives, you know, husbands and wives of their own, I'm out of here. I'm not hanging around. I'm not going to stay in this country. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get the fuck out of Dodge. I'm hoping that places like Iceland will still... There's a reason that there was one rape for the first time 3 years ago in Iceland, and that's because they have fuck all multiculturalism, you know? So Iceland's the thing. Even though I hate the fucking cold, I'd take on the cold just to be able to be in a country that is predominantly white. I don't know how long that's going to last, though. Like the Japanese, you take a look at the Japanese... ladies and gentlemen, they're one of the most nationalistic countries on the face of the planet. And Marxism and communism has only just begun to sneak in over the last 5 years. Maybe 6, 7 years. But, I used to tilt my hat to the Japanese because they were nationalistic. They wanted only the Japanese to be there. Like I said time and time again, they had this saying called Gaijin, which is fucking foreigner. It's pretty much translates to fucking foreigner. Wikipedia might have you believe something else, but I've spoken to so many Japanese, it's not funny, and that's what they say. It's like, oh, fuck off, foreigner, sort of thing. Now, again, no doubt your radio show is a hoot, painting Australia as a shithole, all because of those damned abos and hairy-legged feminists. Yeah, that's a big part of it. Fucking oath. Enough to turn someone like me into a Canadian supremacist. You know what? Be careful, you little Canuck fuck. You aren't very favoured by any means of the term. Seriously, Canada is almost as frowned upon by America and big parts of Australia, different parts of Australia, compared to that of France. So, you know, and given that you've got a French province and shit going on over there, I can see why. You know, you Canadians really are like a fucking black cloud over a good party sometimes. You're quite often, not all of you, I've met some good fucking Canadians, don't get me wrong, but and I've met more good ones than not, but a lot of the world views you as the black cloud over a good party. You're just sort of like the French in many ways, where when someone needs you in the time of war that could benefit white Western civilization, you just get the fuck out of Dodge. You know, unfortunately, there is a big chunk of Canada that's just full of fucking cowards. You see, you can say what you want about Australia, and sure, I am painting a fucking, I'm painting a black cloud over Australia as we speak, because it is turning into a shithole, a multiracial shithole. But, you know, what's your excuse? You know, you majority of you are fucking cowards. You're obviously a coward because you want to take the politically correct road rather than actually fighting for what's right. And to put words in my mouth and say that I want to kill all Abbos, you're a fucking idiot. I've never said that. Anyone can go back and listen to my archives, and they can listen to me saying over and over again, I think they more and more of them need to get onto these reserves. They need to disappear into their Aboriginal reserves, do their own fucking thing. We stay on our side, they stay on theirs. If they come across here, we'll shoot the bastards. That's when they'll die. Right? That's how I would look at it. But to just wipe them out? No, not a fucking chance. Now, some people would say, but what about your nephew? Well, he's sort of stuck in a position, isn't he? He's half white due to his stupid slut mother, and half black due to the stupid Abbo cunt that helped make him. He's stuck in a half-half situation. I really don't know how to answer that. I mean, he's got, obviously, was brought up by a white family after the stupid slut sister of mine opened her legs to everything she possibly could. She disappeared and left him when he was two. She left him to my mother. So my mother brought him up as one of us, as like a brother. So he's brought up with a white family. So I'm more probably going to say, well, it's the same argument with George Lincoln Rockwell. George Lincoln Rockwell made it known. He said straight out, it's too late now to send them all back to Africa. Like when he was talking about the African American Negro. He said, but those that want to go back, we will give them, you know, free boarding to go back and improve their country. Well, I would say this, the Aboriginals that want to go to their reservations, and since they hate, so many of them hate us whitey so much, you would think that that's what they would want to do, get away from us, but no, then they don't get their free shit. Anyway, those that want to go back, we will set them up on these reserves. We'll say, right, there's all your shit. Right, here's a couple of cars, here's this, don't come across our fucking border. See you later. You wanted this, you stay there. Those that don't want to, I'll put this to them. If they get out of hand, they get banished to the fucking reserve no matter what. And if they come back across, they get shot. Plain and simply. That's how you deal with shit. You know, you start popping off a couple of fucking criminals, like the boat people that come across here to invade our shores. You start popping a few of them off as they're coming along. And then you turn the boat around with whoever's left alive, and you say, right, now you go back. They say, we're not going to make it back. We're not going to make it back. We're going to die. Well, bad fucking luck. You put yourselves at risk to get here. Now you put yourselves at risk to go fucking back. See ya. You stop doing that, and it'll start tidying shit up pretty damn fucking quick. Right? These people, these cretins, won't continuously keep coming to Australia if they know they're going to be popped off at a distance with fucking sniper rifles. Right, and then turned around for who? The survivors turned around. They'll stop doing it. Same with the Abbos. They've caused up. They've been a thorn in our side for so much. We've given them everything we possibly can to compensate. Everything. We give them more money. We give them free cars. They get free clothing. They get free. Guess what? In some schools, they give the Aboriginals free fruit. While the whitey is sort of sitting there looking as if, well, how come they get free fruit? Oh, well, because you can afford your fruit. They can't afford, what do you mean they can't afford it? Well, that person's, he's on a pension or the dole. Well, do you know how much money you get on a fucking pension or the dole these days? Like, the pension pays something like over a thousand fucking dollars. What, they can't afford fruit? Shit. I was, back in the day when I had fuck all money to me name, well, you know, where I was left with something like 40 bucks per week, I was able to buy some fruit to keep myself fucking healthy. Why can't they? Hey, I'll tell you why. It's because they're so fucking stupid that they'll go off and buy, oh, I've got to get my flagon, I've got to get my petrol, I've got to get my glue. Yeah, brother. Then they get to fucking $5 left in the bank account and they go, oh, fuck. We're going to have to go to St. Vincent de Paul's to fucking eat this week. They're fucking dumb as dog fuck. intelligence would say, don't spend your fucking money on shit. Spend it on your kids and your family first. Then worry about your fucking leisures. We'll be right back.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Back in 1973, Dr. William Pierce was talking about the downfall of our planet and politics. I wasn't even born then, I was born in 75. If you want to know what's going on in the world today, then by all means, get on over to tctaunleashed.com and have a look at our schedule. Have a listen to Dr. William Pierce, whom was going for years and years and understood exactly what was taking place when it comes to Judaism.
There was the stage, two red lights and a dodgy PA. Trod the planks way back then, and it's strange that you're here again, and I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better. Walk out of this place.
And so when we talk about his wife, Michelle Obama looks like King Kong's baby sister. That woman's not beautiful. I mean, she, first of all, her upper lip looks like she's smelling her upper lip, and then the bottom one looks like she's got a dip of snuff in it. That's about the ugliest woman. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg and Michelle Obama were in a beauty contest, Whoopi would win. I mean, well, what's this business about how beautiful she is? Plus of all, she's a big old Amazon woman. I'm a man, 200...
Oh yeah, you're allowed to have black reservations and black reserves. Yeah, that's fine. The moment you say, hey, we want white reservations or reserves, oh, that be racist, motherfucker. Right, seriously, it's a double standard all the way. I'm not going to spend too much more time on this. I want to read a bit more of the douchebag's comment. Again, just for shits and giggles, and then we're going to get off this. Where was it? Let me see. Here we go. The only thing I'm interested in is, oh, wait a second. He says, not woke enough to be straight with your audience, though. I'm calling you out on your Aborigine reservation fantasy. You want to be rid of these people, you will have to kill them. No. It's, like I said, it's at a trickle, and they are slowly going there. I'm trying to push for it to happen faster. But I don't think you need to kill them. That's your prerogative, dude. You said that, not me. He says, the only thing I'm interested in is your life story. Really? Your experiences shape how you view the world. I could read the exact literature you did and not arrive at the same conclusions. Had I lived in Manitoba and observed with my own eyes the behavior of the First Nations and Métis, I might think as you do. Yeah, well, first-hand experience usually does that to you, you fucking idiot. Eh? You know, your mainstream, lamestream media can spout its fucking bullshit news to statistics at 6 o'clock each night, but it doesn't tell the fucking truth, does it? But if you live in Alice Springs or Wilcannia, or Vegemite Valley, or out near Boomerang Drive, you get to know what's really going on. And there's not been a single Aboriginal neighbourhood that I've lived around that has any reflection of what the mainstream media are saying. Now, don't you fucking think that there's something quaint about that? Or are you too fucking stupid? Maybe you're a fucking Abbo living in Canada. Maybe you're a fucking groid just looking for a free way out because you know that push is coming to shove. Sooner or later, Whitey's going to hand your ass to you. I don't know. Or maybe you're just a kike to start trouble. Great conversation point, by the way. This is what my show is all about. This is racist radio. I love it. So if you're a kike and you think, oh, look, I've got him talking about this wasting time, there's no waste of time here, buddy. because I'm educating the masses as to what's really going on rather than the shit you spill, that politically correct shit you spill. Again, call in, pussy, 512-487-7226. 512-487-7226. Call in. Fucking call me out on the reservation thing, fuckwit. Eh? You fucking pussy bitch. Treated better usually boils down to money. Really? It now being treated better boils down to money. Well, then that means the Aboriginals should be treated better because they get paid more, fuckwit. This is the equation nowadays. It won't change the fact that Indigenous peoples remain at the bottom of the totem pole in every country they inhabit. Really? The bottom of the totem pole. You see, I thought that the bottom of the totem pole is when a person doesn't get a free car and doesn't get paid more. I thought the person at the bottom of the totem pole doesn't get free fruit. You see, from what I can see, the Aboriginals are at the top of the totem pole because they get treated like fucking royalty. You cocksmith. Fucking cocksmoker. This bloke, I tell you, he's no fucking life experience at all. You know, in the previous things, you can see it for yourself. You can get on over to TCTAUnleashed.com. TCTAUnleashed.com. And search out the Rama Rama subject, and you can see the comments there. From the previous comments, I just thought it's either a kike or a boomer cocksucker, or both. A kike, boomer, cocksucker. But now I just look at it and I think, what a dumb fuck. This person has no life experience. So I'm thinking that it's not of the boomer age group. I don't know. It was talking about how it grew up in certain parts and, you know, and it had an experience. It obviously hasn't experienced real fucking life, and it's definitely not experienced real fucking life. I mean, you talk to anybody in a pub, right? No, and not, I'm not talking about necessarily. I mean, you're going to get politically correct pubs these days. For instance, there's two pubs in this town that I don't like to go to because they're so fucking politically correct it's not funny. I'm talking to the retarded fucking level. But there's another three that are, or well, one closed down, but there's another two that are so fucking excellent where you can go there and everyone will tell you the same. See, in the politically correct ones, no one will necessarily say that you're right or wrong, Sean. They'll just keep their mouth shut because no one wants to be called racist. We're all little cowardly bitches, right? But you go to another couple of these pubs and they're sitting there saying, oh, fuck the Abbos. Jesus fucking Christ, they're nothing but trouble. Petrol-sniffing fucking cask-drinking fucking idiots. Them trouble-making bastards. You know, how can so many people be wrong? You know, all over Australia I talk to people and the same fucking thing. They won't say it, they'll say it behind closed doors most of the time, but they don't like to say it in public if they can help it because they're, oh, cowards. Oh, I'm going to be called racist or anti-Semitic. Fucking unreal. Scared of a fucking word. Grow up. Fucking hell, you call yourself adults. Oh, let me approve that comment there so people can read it for themselves. He or she says, I tracked down the gas sniffers who were in the news decades ago. This is an update to their story, and I read that story. Anyway, I'm going to move on now because I've got a lot of other stuff to cover. But there you go. That's a breakdown of the fuckwit there. You know, it's got nothing to do with race or IQ, Sean. Even though nothing can educate these fucking creatures at all. You know, you're looking at something, what is it, like 60 as an average for the North American yard ape. Well, our Abbos probably average about 40 to fucking 50. They're near on fucking babies. They're near on fucking toddlers with half the shit they come up with and the way they act. You know, oh, fucking seriously. All right, Alison Chablot, you know who she is, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't, get on over to tctaunleashed.com. And go to the archives when it comes to the Candor Hour and look up Alison Chablot. I interviewed her about what was taking place with her. She, because she dared to use certain lyrics in her songs about the Holo hoax, she was sentenced. Well, she's a member of Gab as well, and I've been reading some of her comments, and one of the things she writes here, and I'm pretty sure it was 8 hours ago. If Tommy Robinson had been outside court May 14th, 2018 in support of my right to artistic expression, then he probably wouldn't be again facing jail today. Tommy was arrested the same day I was convicted, she says. His Zionist handlers to blame for today's verdict. Now, the next post actually says 2 years suspended prison sentence plus 50 of community service for raping a 14-year-old. right? Now, this is the key thing that she says next. Good job he didn't compose and sing satirical songs, or satirical songs rather, about the Holocaust and Jewish power. Otherwise, his sentence would have been harsher. Because, get this, Alison Chablot writes some lyrics that offend some people. The little pussy crybaby bitches, the professional offendees that lurk in the shadows, right? She writes some lyrics that offended some people, and she got a much harsher sentence than this dude that raped a 14-year-old, or may have raped a 14-year-old. I don't know whether he did or not. I haven't looked into this, but 2 years suspended prison sentence plus 50 of community service for raping a 14-year-old. And yet she got a bigger sentence for writing lyrics that dared to challenge the Holocaust. How the fuck? Well, we know how the fuck. You know? Unreal. What else have we got here? Let me have a look. Yep. Oh, this is great. Now, I haven't always been a fan of Red Ice. There's been some shilly activity that's gone on over there in the past. But occasionally, I stumble across something that comes out of Red Ice on YouTube. And I came out across this one with the young lady, Lana, if I remember her name correctly. I've seen her in the past. And she's actually talking about, she's titled this White DNA is an Abomination, right? Now, she's using a mockery sort of thing, but I really want you to hear this because I watched the entire video. It doesn't go for long. I watched the entire video and it's really well worth a listen. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Lana with Red Ice. Yes, it's okay to be white. It's okay to love being white. It's okay to want to live around other white people, and it's okay to prefer your own people. Everyone else does. And in fact, non-whites across the world also love whites, because they keep mass migrating to come live next to us in the countries we built. But once they go to college, they turn into Rudy Martinez from Texas State University. He wrote a piece for the University Star.
Have a listen to that, though. Let me go back there. Let me do that again. Get out of it, you mongrel. There we go. Let me do that again. She's absolutely right. It's okay to be white. All the other racists say it's okay to be black. It's okay to be Asian. It's okay to be that. But the moment we say it's okay to be white, oh, you're a racist. But then all of a sudden they go to university and then they turn into this fucking creature that comes out going, I've been oppressed, motherfucker. You know, they're happy to take on our planes, trains, automobiles, universities, certificates, the whole fucking lot, and get whatever they can out of white men. But all of a sudden we're evil. Well, then why the fuck did you move into our country to get the education you've got, to get the car you've got, to get to catch that plane? Why? I've got to know.
Rudy Martinez from Texas State University. He wrote a piece for the University Star titled, Your DNA is an Abomination. Yes, he's talking about white people. His trope goes on about how only a few white people are decent, that white people are an aberration, how he hates us because we shouldn't exist. Oh, and white death means liberation to all. So is Rudy going to off himself for the greater good since he possesses some European DNA?
Whiteness is a form of racial oppression, sure. The suggestion is that it is somehow possible to separate whiteness from oppression, and it is not. There can be no white race without the phenomenon of white supremacy.
To be white is a mortal sin in the wacky church of anti-whiteness. That's right, if white people were genocided, there would be world peace. Daily life would be unicorns and gumdrops across the globe. All those tribal...
Isn't that unreal? Yeah. Like, if whites were gone, everything would be in the state of peace. Okay, tell that to Detroit. Or perhaps go to East Buffalo. Hey, Champion, you still listening? Champion, I want you to go to East Buffalo and tell me it has nothing to do with race or IQ. Alright, eh? I want you to talk to Reverend James Manning and talk about whether it has anything to do with race or IQ. Eh? Champion, you there? Champion, I'm still waiting for you to call in. 512-487-7226. I'm still waiting for you to call in, cretin. Come and prove me wrong. Call me out on the whole reservations thing. That was your biggest beef in the end. Call me out. Call me out on anything you've been saying, please. I've really got to know. Oh, that's right. You're a little slut bag sitting in the fucking shadows like the little politically correct slime ball you are. Oy vey.
There was a place called Detroit, and now it's a disgrace.
How quaint it seems that everywhere blacks go en masse, you tend to end up with what Commander Rockwell once called a Negro problem. If you haven't heard one of Blackbird Nine's shows, you're missing out on some important information, ladies and gentlemen. Get on over to Spreaker.com and do a search for Blackbird Nine's Breakfast Club. Excellent information. He'll let you know what's going on behind the scenes compared to that of the mainstream media. On the wild and misty side, fear is nature's warning. Hunger here. And all of this world is for children who play. Days that never end, always children.
A lot of these cultural crimes I've been complaining about can be blamed on the baby boomers. Something else I'm a little tired of hearing about. The baby boomers. Whiny, narcissistic, self-indulgent people with a simple philosophy. Give me it, it's mine! Give me that, it's mine! These people were given everything. Everything was handed to them. And they took it all. Took it all. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they stayed loaded for 20 years and had a free...
Playing a clip from Red Ice, the young lady known as Lana was actually talking about how it's okay to be white, but then, you know, apparently it's not okay to be white, but then it's okay for people to be black and Asian and everything like that. And, yeah, but does this have anything to do with IQ and race? Huh? Does, especially race, does this have anything to do with race? Oh, I guess not. Nothing has to do anything to do with race because we're all equal.
Peace. Daily life would be unicorns and gumdrops across the globe. All those tribal wars in Africa and the conflict in the Middle East, it would simply cease to exist. The Third World would become the most prosperous places on the planet. And Mexico would have the most advanced space program. If only white people didn't exist.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, there's a reason they come to our country. There's a reason that all the Third World has come to... Why isn't it that white people, white Western civilization en masse, does not go to Iraq? Why is it that white people en masse don't go to Japan or China? And they don't. Like, per capita, there's nowhere near as fucking many whites that go to these other countries. I'll tell you why. Because they're shit pits compared to Australia. Take a look at the state of affairs in China. Japan's not too bad in certain areas, but even it has its problems. And we know someone's going to go, well, everything has its problems, Sean. You know what the fuck I'm saying. You know what the fuck I'm saying. We're talking a per capita mathematics here, okay? Hell of a fucking lot more problems in China than what there is in Australia. A hell of a lot more fucking problems in Iraq and Afghanistan. What about the leaky mud huts that are still being built over there in Sudan Darfur? You want to argue with me, really? You really want to fucking argue with me? Did white men stop South Africa from building? Because as far as I remember, fucking when white men got there, they were the one who made South Africa something. Huh? Instead of it just being all leaky fucking mud huts. Sure, they're still in Sudan Darfur, they're still building them and shit like that because they choose not to be with white men. Okay, cool. But the fact is, anything of worth over in South Africa was built by white men and women. Stop fucking around.
But if you confront an anti-white, they'll spout cultural Marxist mumbo-jumbo and say they're not really talking about killing off white people, just the social construct of whiteness. They have to twist and contort, do back handsprings to try and excuse the fact that they're really attacking the very existence of white people.
Is how whiteness is defined. And I can stand up here and read this to you, but I...
What you're listening to here is a meeting of fucking people trying to say that whiteness is evil. This is what they're actually telling their black folk.
How whiteness is defined. And I can stand up here and read this to you, but I'd rather you guys read it. So can I get somebody to read the first bullet point of how whiteness is defined?
Socially and politically... Oh.
They believe the white race is a social construct, but all of a sudden, they see white when it comes to telling them to die off or give away their stuff. Rachel Dolezal is a product of the idea that race doesn't exist and whiteness is a social construct that must be denounced and destroyed. How'd it work out for her?
You know, what is whiteness or blackness? Or, you know, what does it mean to fall in between? Or in what ways are we who we are? I'm not part of that owning, praising, living whiteness. Like, that's not me.
Well, being able to distance yourself from that is kind of a privilege, right? Being able to say, you know what, I don't want anything to do with the whiteness.
Distancing yourself from privilege is privilege.
When the police show up, I can't say, whoa, 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 whoa. Just so you know, I'm not black. I'm actually white. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
Part of me wants...
But race has nothing to do with it, Sean!
I'm like, are people actually saying you have privilege and you've been privileged, or are people more interested in just calling me white?
If race is just a made-up idea, then Rachel is right. She can identify as black. No, it's white privilege that she's able to walk away from her whiteness. All of a sudden, the white race does exist, and whiteness cannot be separated from a white human being. Every white person is guilty of it, even if they denounce their own race, have black kids, and fight for black interests. Anti-whites push what's convenient at the time. They don't even believe their own lies. They'll say, well, whiteness is a paradox and it's hard to explain. No, it's a bunch of lies meant to confuse and manipulate whites so they do whatever they want them to do. If whiteness is a social construct that we can simply choose or reject, and if it's not tied to genetics, then blackness, Jewishness, Asianness, and so on are also fake. Okay, then write an article at your uni about the social construct of Jewishness and blackness and see what happens.
Blackness is an identity that can be plausibly argued. Black studies is the study of a people that has formed itself in resistance to its oppression.
Whiteness study.
And that's exactly what the cretin that wrote to me was talking about. He's trying to say that the Aboriginals have formed a way of life that was created, that they've created a way of life that came out of their oppression. But little does the little Canuck know that when white man first come here, because see, this little Canuck bitch has no fucking idea that the mainstream media has lied. The kikes have rewritten our encyclopedia so many fucking times it's not funny, and that can be traced back time and time again, that you're being lied to. He or she doesn't realize that when white men came here, they didn't just go and start slaughtering fucking Aboriginals. White men's always had a track record of studying shit. When they see something, they go, hey, look at that, there's a black dude. He's not the same color as us. Let's go fucking study that. Let's go, hey, what the hell? How the fuck did you go become black? Oh, he talks a different language. You know what? It was only until they started chucking their fucking spears at us that we started shooting the bastards, because they're savage. They were killing their own, they were killing different tribes between each other, for crying out loud. Right? You didn't think they were going to start chucking spears at white men that came to the shores? Of course we're going to defend ourselves. Andrew Bolt, a Fabian Fifth columnist himself, came out and proved beyond doubt that there was no stolen generation, and that this stolen generation myth is actually killing and harming Aboriginal children. Without a doubt. You know, when a Fabian Fifth columnist comes out and says it, well, fuck me. If you can't open your mind to that shit, what the fuck can you open your mind out mind to? People that are seeing it firsthand, and you have a Fevian Fifth columnist come out and talk about it. Well, what the fuck? What do you want? Eh? Seriously, ugh.
These is a direct attack on white people, their history, culture, traits, and everything that belongs to them.
Let me pause that again. I know that gets annoying when I'm pausing, but you got to listen to this. What happens is fucking... okay, so let's pretend for a second that the behavior of the Aboriginal was formed from so-called oppression. Well, that again shows how fucking unintelligent they are. Because you take a look at how the Irish were oppressed at one stage. They came through the other side, no problem at all. They, you know, have a look at how the Germans, to this day, the white German people are being oppressed, but they're trying their best to come through without putting the blame on any fucking one. That's because they're intelligent enough to do so. They're saying, okay, we don't want to put the blame on him. We just want to put a stop to it. Knock it the fuck off. Stop oppressing us as white Germans these days just because we're German and the so-called Holocaust, what I call the Holohoax, may have taken place here, right? Knock it off. You know, the Irish don't sit around saying, oh, well, we want to punish these people and those people because of what happened fucking 200 years back. Not at all. They just want to move the fuck on. They want to come out the other side and move the fuck on. They don't want it. They don't form a behavior that is unintelligent, right? They don't form a behavior that is chaotic. But the Abbos fucking did, didn't they? Well, you tell me who's the intelligent ones. The ones that know how to come out the other side because they're intelligent enough to do so, or the dumb fucking ape that's still sitting there today saying, you need to get off my land, brother, because you stole our land. What the fuck?
Oppression.
Whiteness studies is a direct attack on white people, their history, culture, traits, and everything that belongs to them. Everything that makes up their identity as a group. But who's defining what it means to be white? Non-whites. If anyone is going to define what it means to be white, it's going to be white people. But you see, it's only okay to identify as white if you are advocating for the total annihilation of your race. It's commonplace to see editorials flat out talk about white genocide. Because after genocide, then the world will be cotton puffs and rainbows, peace on earth.
Imagine everyone living together in peace. That would be not necessarily a perfect world, but a good world. And how do we get to that good world is the question. A world without conflict. And to me, my interpretation of these words is it would be a world, or U.S., without whiteness.
Yeah, sure. That's why the most peaceful, safe, and prosperous nations are white. Owen of InfoWars interviewed students at Texas State about this blatant racist article. He's a nice guy, but he was way too soft and let stupidity off the hook. The article was literally calling to end the white race. And what were some of their responses?
The opinion was very extreme, but do I agree that the opinion should be suppressed because it is extreme? No, I don't.
Well, free speech. A college paper calls to destroy white people and says they shouldn't exist, which is inciting hatred if I ever heard it, and it's not hate speech. But a few flyers saying it's okay to be white causes nationwide panic and hysteria.
Lee is on the UC Davis Black Leadership Council, which called a town hall meeting Friday to discuss the posters and racial tension on campus.
Whoever's posting these photos, I don't think they're realizing how triggering these posters are for people.
Free speech entails a white person fighting back against the constant onslaught against their group. Wow, what white privilege. Anti-whites are so full of their own selfish interests and their group's expansionist agenda that they can't see the big, fat, obvious double standard glaring them in the face, taunting them every day. There's no point in debating. They lack the brain capacity to understand the most simple argument. They lack any empathy whatsoever to
They lack the brain power. I love it. Let's do that again, shall we? Hey, champion, you listening? Just wondering. You listening, champion? If you ain't listening now, don't worry. I'm going to be putting this show in the comments area where you were typing. You listening, champion? Listen to this. She's absolutely fucking right.
In the face, taunting them every day. There's no point in debating. They lack the brain capacity to understand the most simple argument. They lack any empathy whatsoever to even put themselves in our shoes for one moment when whites are constantly judging.
Lana, you know better than that. They lack all of that, but the reason they lack it is because they lack things like empathy, is because they can't spell empathy a lot of the time, and even those that can still don't understand what the fuck it means. They don't need to, because their government says so.
Now listen, who is stepping out? I'm gonna turn around. Gonna turn around once, I'm gonna do the...
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroy information. And religion destroys spirituality. Michael Ellner.
Dark black raven in a cypress tree. In the dead of the night, just looking at me. Makes you wonder if he's got it out for you. Cause your heart starts pumping and your hands go blue. But this woman said she can make me a star by drinking what she had in a mason jar.
Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com. Get on over and check that out. A lot of great information. Woolly collects a lot of the different alternative show hosts' information and stuff like that. He also has some important posts that you can have a bit of a read and a few pictures here and there to take a look at. Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democracy society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society.
Sound of White Western Civilization. So, what is it we heard from Aboriginals when we got here? That was their one of their favourite instruments, the didgeridoo. Pretty fucked up, really. We've created trumpets. We've created saxophones. We've created violins. We've created the cello. Okay? We've created the drum kit. We've created all these things. And what did the Aboriginal create? Right? Now, hold on a second. Was it white men that held Blackie down in some way, right? Or was it something to do with their IQ or race that could only create such a junk fucking instrument? I don't know. You tell me. Because, see, we weren't around, apparently, when fucking Blackie created the didgeridoo, right? We weren't around when Blackie created that fucking didgeridoo. So what did we... I mean, I don't know.
It's got nothing to do with IQ or race.
Okay, no worries. Well,
it has everything to do with putting Blackie down, Sean.
Okay, no worries. But we weren't here when they created the didgeridoo. So why did they create this fucking piece of shit called the didgeridoo? And we've created trumpets, saxophones, the beautiful oh-so-sexy violin, the cello with the hips that she bears. Oh, yes. We've created everything of fucking worth. Then we came to these shores and saw these savages that maybe should have been wiped out. I don't know. The Maori seem to be onto something. The Indonesians seem to be onto something. You know, remember, again, they said that, you know, they're lucky that it was the British that came over, because we would have fucking wiped them out, the savages that they are, the useless fucking eaters that they are. Eh? I don't know. You tell fucking me. We got, let's take a look at the chat room there. We've got a person called me, I think. We've got Jim Fire. We've got, Set Free Hoosier. By the way, a big tilt of the hat to Set Free Hoosier. He actually donated to me. I do appreciate that, sir. You bailed me out. It was one of those shitty, shitty weeks. I've got fuck all work here in this place. In this town, this shitty old town, you know. But yet I still don't go out and thieve petrol and sniff it, and I don't go out and fucking steal shit, you know, like the fucking abos and that do. You know, if I had to, I'd go out and hunt and fish, which is apparently what the abos are great at. I'd go out and hunt and fish before I fucking, before I thieve anything. Holy shit, yeah. But a big tilt of the hat to Set Free. I do thank him. I'm pretty sure it was Set Free. Yeah. Is that the same Set Free? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. For the donation, I do appreciate that. Well, I am accepting donations at the present time, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to. No one's twisting your arm. And look, I've never asked for donations on WTFR because you're always running that risk of somebody saying, oh, so you're just doing it for the money. Well, hold on a second. I've been in this game. I've been on radio since 2003. And I have never asked for a donation. When I was over in Renegade, Kyle Hunt actually said to me, you should probably ask for some donations for all the work you've done for us, Sean. He said, you've basically created this network pretty almost from the ground up. So you should get donations. So some donations came in. It was only short-lived, but I thought to myself, you know what, I should probably get something for what I'm doing after all of these years. You know, I was 17 when I got in the game, 2003 when I started broadcasting, and here we are, 2019. I'm still broadcasting. I've made I've made fuck all cash out of it. And, it was just, you know what, when Set Free sent me that donation, which was quite a generous one, I thought, oh, you know what, thanks so much. It really did bail me out of a situation I'm in at the moment. I mean, I'm not dirt poor. I'm not going to lie. I'm not dirt poor. But I'm not making near as much money as what I should be here in this town. I'm here because my kids aren't live in a neighbouring town from me. So it just makes it that little bit easier to go and visit them, or they come and visit me, rather, and stay with me during the holidays and everything, than what it is if I'm elsewhere. Once they've got husbands and wives of their own, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be taking off to a different country. I've got my heart set on it, in fact. But in the meantime, because I've got to be where I am, the workload is nothing. It's almost nothing. It's a bee's dick. So it's not easy to make ends meet. And this has just helped me out big time. So if you want to donate, ladies and gentlemen, you can do 5, 10, 20 bucks. Whatever you feel. The donate button is up there on the website. But if you don't or you can't, it doesn't matter. Don't feel guilty. I went into this knowing that I'm going to be doing this free of charge for information reasons to slap people upside the fucking head. That's what this was about for me. It was about, right, I need to slap people upside the head so they get what's really going on compared to what they're being told in their mainstream media, whether it be Oprah, the news, Home and a Gay, Gays of Our Lives, all of that other horse shit. And, you know, also, The money coming from someone like Set Free, who's going through exactly the same shit I am. He's living in an area that sounds identical to mine, full of sheeple, full of fucking morons, bowing down to political correctness and the rainbow lifestyle, just to look good and being accepted by other people rather than doing what's right for white people. He's living in exactly the same environment, toxic environment I am. So it made it made it so much better to be having somebody like him donate to me than, you know, so many others that may. Again, a tilt of the hat to him. All right, let's get on to this here. Lana's talking about all sorts of stuff here when it comes to whites and blacks and how it should be okay to be white, but apparently it's not. Let's continue this clip here.
Capacity to understand the most simple argument. They lack any empathy whatsoever to even put themselves in our shoes for one moment, when whites are constantly judging themselves. They say white people are an abomination, but let me into your schools and give me a job in your business. Let me live in your neighborhood. You're so awful, but let me into your country now because I want a better life. An abomination, but please help us white people with foreign aid, medical technology, and food. So awful, but ma equality and human rights. Yeah, that's a white thing too. Other white people things. Cars, planes, trains, electricity, internet, toilets, medical advancements, photography, printing press, eyeglasses, space travel, and the computer you anti-whites use to bash white people. Other forms of whiteness include having a clean, safe neighborhood, speaking English, table manners, and having a mom.
Isn't that beautiful? What she just said then. Isn't that brilliant and beautiful? Where she said that computer you're using to bash you anti-whites that you non-whites that are using the computer to bash whites, that was created by white men and women. So you put that shit away and stop criticizing us or fuck off.
And the computer you anti-whites use to bash white people. Other forms of whiteness include having a clean, safe neighborhood, speaking English, table manners, and having a mom and dad. I could spend hours talking about the good things white people and our whiteness has brought to humanity, but anti-whites are too dim-witted or too full of hate and envy to realize and admit that most of what they use and think on a daily basis is courtesy of white people. Forget that, more racism, more slavery, more stolen land, and the funniest of all, white men stole these inventions. They stole it right out of our heads. They also say our success has only been because of the devaluation or subjugation of non-whites. Yeah, that's why the Nordic countries who have been isolated with their own people and who did not import slaves are the most successful. They say that ending whiteness is ending racism because only whites can be racist. No. It has everything to do with hostile groups guilting white kids into giving away everything their ancestors rightfully earned for their children to have a better life.
Do not adjust your screens. That is 10 happy fingers of things that the Black Lives Matter movement would like white people to give to them. Keywords there, give. White people, if you don't have any descendants, will your property to a black or brown family? How about no? White people, rebudget your monthly so you can donate to black funds for land purchasing. How about you get a job and buy your own shit? This is a good one. Check this out. Call the police on those sheetless Klan Nazis and other lil dick white men. Get they ass fired. Now,
attacking whiteness is a scapegoat used by those who cannot succeed on their own, used by people whose own group has failed. I mean, come on, it's even white people who fund these whiteness programs in colleges. Yet another example of how a multiracial, multicultural society doesn't work. Thanks for watching. Before you go, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please support our work. Donate at paypal.me/redice. And if you want more, go to redicemembers.com and sign up for exclusive Red Ice members content. Bye for now.
So there we go. That was from Lana over at Red Ice. Now, again, in the past, you know, there's been some shilly type activity that goes on there once in a while. But when I listened to what Lana had to say here, I was really, really impressed. So, a tilt of the hat to Red Ice and herself for that. Let's have a look here. Where is it? Where, Sean? Where did you put it? No. Oh, here we go. Look out. American people, my white brothers and sisters in arms over there in America. Less than half of US children under 15 are white, census shows. And we will get to this after the break, by all means. But this is some scary shit to read right now. Less than half of US children under 15 are white, census shows. This is something, if you're not shaking in your boots by now, you bloody well should be. Heading into the top of the third hour. Going to a third hour. No, 7.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York.
If a racist is a person that recognises the differences between race and then identifies the superiorities and inferiorities between those different races, then yes, I am a racist. And I wear that title proudly, and I think that you should too. There is something beautiful about being able to recognise the differences between races, but there's something even more beautiful in having the freedom to be able to notice the differences when it comes to the superiorities and the inferiorities between those races.
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the new world order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, the third hour. Top of the third hour. We're Thought is Free Radio, WTFR, 107.9 FM in different parts of the Victorian Alpines here in Australia. And of course, 1650 AM, Tonawanda / Buffalo, New York. Thanks to the good Jimmy X. Jimmy X, we've got to get him onto the broadcast again very soon. I've been trying to get him to do it, but he's been a slack ass. If he hears this, you've been a slack ass, Jimmy. Where are you? Your fans are waiting for you. I get emails still to this day. Where's Jimmy? When's Jimmy coming back on? Of course, I was going to be getting the captain to do another story this week so that we could play it over the broadcast, but he's been a slack ass as well. If he's listening, tilt of the hat to your captain, but get off your ass. You've got to do another story for the good ladies and gentlemen. And of course, like a cluster of stations that like to go mobile around the states, changing to different frequencies and so on and so forth. Good on them. Thank you to all the AM and FM affiliates as usual. Here's this article that's titled, "Less than half of US children under 15 are white." Census shows. Now, the really, really sad thing about this for me, ladies and gentlemen, when I look at this picture, you've got a black girl in the front sitting next to a white boy. You've got a white girl, and then just behind her to the right, you've got a black boy. Then you've got another looks to be a spick in the background. But what's really sad isn't the fact that there's more different races overpowering the whites in white countries. This is what upsets me. You ready for it? The little white kid at the front has shaved his eyebrows in a way to try and make it look all kinds of punk cool. And he's got little girl earrings in. He looks about 14, 13 or 14. He's got girl earrings in each ear. He's got an earring in one and the other, right? And he's got like this little gay ass fucking haircut. And I guarantee you, he's going to be one of these kids that's, "I'm not racist. I love the black girl beside me. I'm going to mate with her one day just to show you how unracist I am." As he drools down his fucking front. You know, I'm going to start buying, instead of t-shirts with WTFR written on them, I'm going to start buying bibs. You know, the bib that you put around a baby's neck so it doesn't put all its custard and shit all over its shirt. Well, I'm going to buy bibs with WTFR written all over it, and below day of WTFR, grow a brain, so that these little punk droolers can wear it while they drool down their front, because that's how I see them. You've got, and the parents need to be fucking hung. The parents need to be shot. This kid's got little girl earrings in, as if it's cool. The side where his sideburns would be are all shaved, leaving like a bowl, puffy fucking thing on the top of his head. And his eyebrows have got like lines through them. He's shaved lines through them, almost as if he's a nigger. Now, you can't blame the kid, of course, because, you know, he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know his dick from his head. But the thing is, the parents need to be fucking slapped. I'm talking walk up to them. Don't say a word at first. Don't even warn them. Walk up and open-handedly just go fucking bam in the side of the head and go, what the fuck are you thinking? And when they go, what the fuck, man? I'm going to kick your ass. You say, number one, you can try. Number two, you let your kid dress up like that? You let your kid disrespect himself, have no self-respect by dressing up like a fucking nigger? Are you for fucking real? Really? Come on, come and try and kick my ass. I want to see that. I want to see that, motherfucker. And even if I lose the fucking fight, you can kick me while I'm down. I'm still going to call you a piece of shit because of what you let your kid do. Really? You can see, blacks taking over the schools. Sure, that's a fucking nasty thing. That's a bad fucking thing and it's terrible. But what's worse is to see these little white kids dressing themselves up like little punk bitch niggers. What's worse than a nigger? A fucking wigger. Look at it. Like, what parent would allow their kid to fucking do that? Seriously, man. Seriously. This is, you want to know a sad state of affairs? You're fucking in it when your kid's dressing like that. You know, if my son went around dressing like that, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be having words with his mother. Because there's no way it'd be coming from fucking me. Jesus aged Christ, man, I tell ya. For the first time, non-Hispanic white residents now make up less than half, which is 49.9% of the nation's underage 15 population, newly released 2018 US Census Bureau estimates show. The new data highlight the increasing racial diversity of the nation's overall population, for which racial diversity is when you have heaps and heaps of different races. But when they all start mixing together and mating together, there's no such thing as diversity anymore. Get it fucking right. The new data highlight the increasing racial diversity of the nation's overall population, for which non-Hispanic whites now comprise only slightly more than 3/5, which is 60.4%, of all residents. But the fact that white children under 15 have already become a minority in their age group puts an exclamation point on the fact that the nation's diversity is percolating rather from the bottom up, quote unquote, as the white population ages. This phenomenon, which is projected to continue, emphasizes the need for institutions that focus on children and young families to proactively accommodate the interests of more racially diverse populations, as the latter will be key players in the country's demographic and economic future. Shifts in the nation's racial ethnic makeup for all residents, as well as for children under age 15, are displayed in Figure 1 and the attached table download table A. Both populations show smaller shares of whites since 1980, when African Americans were the most dominant non-white group. Since then, especially large gains were made in the Hispanic population and then later in the Asian population. Number one, the Asians breed like flies. There's no doubt about it. Take a look at China, right? Number two, the Hispanics and the niggers, the spics and the niggers, they don't really have a fucking clue about what's good or bad for them. They just work on impulse. Yeah, give me that baby mama. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, I got my dick wet. Well, you got her pregnant. Oh, I'm fucking out of here, right? That's they work on impulse. He goes and gets the nigger goes and gets his dick wet. The woman ends up pregnant. He fucks off, never to be seen. And that's why there's the black population is so well known per capita for black kids not to have fathers. They only have a mother, and that usually goes through half of fucking East Buffalo, having dozens and dozens of kids to dozens and dozens of different fathers, different blokes that all piss off, by the way. The spics are the same. The spics are unintelligent. So when you've got this man in the Armani suit or this woman in the red dress on the mainstream media during the night saying, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's probably not a good idea to go out and have children unless you know that you're very economically well off, that you're very financially well off. Because if you do prematurely have a baby, you won't have enough money to bring that child up very well. Now, the Australians and the Americans and the English and all of those of white Western civilization, the Irish, the Scottish and everything, they will take heed in that and they'll go, yeah, that's a good point. They use their intelligence and they say, that's a very good point. What we're going to do is we're not going to have a child until we're well off with money and everything like that. So they wait until they're 25. And then they have their first child. And then 4 years later, they say, look, we're getting a bit old to have another child, aren't we? Oh, we could probably have one more. So they have one more. So now, so at 25 years of age, they have child one. By 28 or 29, they have another child. And then they're getting too late in their years, which is the spics and the niggers. They don't give a shit. They don't even think of that. They're just like, stick their dick in. Okay, another baby. Oh, stick the dick in. Another baby. Stick the dick in. Another baby. Over and over fucking again, they do this without any thought. Because when they hear those people in the mainstream media in the Armani suit and the red dress, they're going, fuck that shit, motherfucker. If I want to have a baby, I have a baby. Get down on your knees, bitch. Right? And then they get down there, they start fucking. And next thing you know, they're pop, 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 pop. Which is the white people using intelligence to saying, no, they're absolutely right. We're in hard times. Take a look at the economy. It's worse than it's ever been before all the way around white Western civilization. So therefore, what we need to do is prepare. But the spics and the niggers, they don't. The Asians, they don't. The Asians just fuck. They, you know, the whole world is alien to them. They'll come across to Australia as alien as it is to them, to cheat the system and take from a system, that they don't deserve. But they, nonetheless, they just fuck. That's what they do. This is why this is why China's so overpopulated. But, the niggers and the spics, they do it because, you know, they couldn't give a fuck. You know, it's not even on the Asian level. Like I said, the Asian level is an alien thing, but when it comes to the niggas and the spics, they're like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm just a rebel. I'm going to go out and get some black bitch pregnant, motherfucker. There's nothing going on upstairs, you know. It goes on to say, in 2018, for the first time, the combined non-white population, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, persons identifying as multiracial and other races comprised the dominant share of the underage 15 population, 50.1%, compared with 49.8% in 2017, with Hispanics accounting for more than a quarter of this youth demographic. As explained below, this is partially due to the growth of some of the latter populations, but these trends are also a consequence of declines in the numbers of young whites as the white population ages. Excuse me. This underage 15 population is part of the Gen Z population ages 21 and below in 2018 and helps to make this generation, which is 50.9% white, more racially diverse than millennials, 55.1% white, and Gen Xers, 59.7% white. Gen Z is also quite distinct in terms of its race ethnic profile from the baby boomers and earlier generations, which each exceed 70% white. In addition to these disparities in their white population proportions, the generations also differ in their representation of other non-white groups. While Hispanics are the dominant non-white group for millennials and Gen Zers, blacks still outnumber the non-white groups among baby boomers and their elders. That's something to be frightened of, Americans. And I've always said that America is white Western civilization's last stand. Keep that in mind. You are our last stand. If your freedom of speech goes bye-bye, which it is slowly, thanks to the Kikes now bringing up the Sandy Hook bill, okay, where they can actually say, well, if you say something about Sandy Hook, it's awful, it's deemed disgusting, if you say anything negative about it. They also now, through that bill, they claim that they can now stop you from saying anything anti-Semitic, which means you've got no free speech left. Free speech is free speech. If free speech is your First Amendment, then exercise it. Free speech means you can say anything you want, when you want, where you want. If people don't want to listen, they can walk away. But you should have free speech, pardon me, in every way, shape and form. And this includes about the fucking holo-hoax. If you don't believe it happened, then you let the fucking world know it didn't happen. That you think that it didn't happen. And why? Give people details. Don't be a douchebag about it. Give people details. Lead them to things such as one third of the Holocaust. All right? Lead them to things such as the greatest story never told. Right? Lead them to this. And lead them to the information. Don't be a douchebag about it. But let them have it with both barrels. Fuck what they say you can and cannot say. The Kikes have no bearing over you. They have no right to be telling you what you can and cannot say. You're an American. You're not a fucking Israeli. And in your America, you have free speech as your First Amendment, and by God, you fucking exercise it. You exercise it! You know, we're not as fortunate over here. We can be sent to prison for 3 fucking years. Is that what you want as an American? No. I don't think that's what you want. And I don't want to see you going down that fucking hole. And that's where yous are heading. Yous have got to stand up and fucking scream to the high heavens and the low fucking hells that your First Amendment is free speech, and fuck you, Kikes. You can't tell us what to fucking do. Fuck you, Kikes.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Radio X with your host, Jimmy X, 7 days a week. If you haven't heard of Radio X before, then you need to get on over to TCTAUnleashed.com. That's TCTAUnleashed.com and have a bit of a listen. Otherwise, you're missing out. Check out our schedule and have a bit of a listen to Jimmy X, TCTAUnleashed.com.
Let's hear from Robert Ransdell.
Let's continue to look to change the narrative. Let's go face to face with the anti-white establishment instead of just sitting back and complaining, thinking that anything is going to get accomplished through complaining to ourselves, to our friends and family on the internet. We need to fight. We need to be fed up enough to get out there and go face to face with them. White pride worldwide. Let's no longer let black on white crime slide.
It is so good to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company, Three's Allowed. Now, you know, I used to ask the question, there was a big dilemma I had. I'm one of those people that lays awake at night because I'm an insomniac. And even when you're an insomniac, you just want to lay down and relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people think that an insomniac just sits up at night itching and scratching and eating and drinking and whatever. And you do. Like, there's a lot of nights where I'll sit up and just read all night because I can't sleep. But what happens is, I was laying awake in bed one night. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to sleep. I probably won't sleep all night, but I just want to lay down and relax and think. So I lay down, and this happens quite often, and I'm thinking to myself, hold on a second. Why is it that my consciousness, you know, I think therefore I am, cogito ergo sum, why is it that my consciousness... And by the way, cogito ergo sum is the barest way you can say it, and there's something spiritual about it, apparently. I haven't experienced it yet. But it's Latin for I think, therefore I am, pretty much. I think, therefore I am. Like, you know, one day when you become self-aware and you actually look around yourself, hold on a second, I'm alive, I'm aware, I exist. You look at your hands and you see the lines on your hands and you say they are unique compared to any other lines on someone's hands. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, wow, I'm a thinking creature. I'm a thinking being. And I used to think, okay, so you've got blacks, you've got whites, you've got spicks. And I used to have this dilemma. Why is it that this consciousness was put into a white body? a white mind. Because we have white minds. It's not just a white body. It's a white mind. And you know how different the black mind is compared to the white mind. My audience knows exactly where I'm coming from here. Very different. Mentality, behavior, everything. Even if their behavior was formed, let's take the North American yard ape, the African American Negro, or the African and Negro. They're never American, as far as I'm concerned. Let's take them as an example. Even if their behavior was created out of so-called oppression, you would think that if they really had intelligence, they wouldn't have allowed that to happen, just like the whites don't allow that to happen. Which again proves that we're the intelligent ones compared to them. But where was it that I always had this dilemma when I'm laying awake at night and I'm tossing and turning, I'm going, why? What happens if my consciousness was put into a black person, under a black mind? And I thought, couldn't happen. Now, consciousness has to come from somewhere. And whether it be that there was some sort of genetic manipulation coming from other planets, or a creation type deal with a god, or evolution, right? Something spiritual has to come about to create the consciousness to be put into a body, to be put, almost like when you sit in a car, all right? You make a decision to sit in what car that you're going to buy, right? You, for instance, you walk into the car yard and you go, oh shit, that Jaguar is nice, or that Mazda is nice, or that Holden Kingswood is absolutely fucking beautiful. What a beautiful piece of woman that car is, right? Well, there has to be a decision made somewhere spiritually for this consciousness to end up in that body. Well, I've come up with the answer. It's because I even had intelligence before I came about. Right? Seriously, if there was an existence outside of what we know in the human body, then I know for a fact that my consciousness would have taken one look at the mind of the Negro and the body of the Negro and gone, fuck that. No, look how stupid that fucking thing is. Right? No fucking way. No. Put me in that one over there. He's kind of handsome. We'll call him Sean. Right? What's that? Whose is that body over there? Oh, we call that one Sean. When he pops out of the birth canal, we're going to make perfectly sure that the mother is going to call it Sean. Yeah, I like the look of him. Does he have a good mind? Yeah, he's got a good brain. Yeah, your consciousness would fit that one perfectly. You sure you don't want the nigger? No, not a fucking chance. Why would I want the nigger if it's going to hold back my consciousness? No fucking way. Yeah, fuck out of here. You know? But that's not totally it either. You see, you've got smart consciousness and dumb consciousness. And the dumb ones pick the nigger because it's a waste of space to take the white. I'm being facetious, of course. But could you imagine a nigger consciousness? I think, therefore, I am. Could you imagine a nigger, cogito ergo sum, being put into a white? Most of that brain's not going to get fucking used. You've got this... You've got this... Fucking 20%, this 20%, which is equal to its 100%, if you know what I'm saying, this 20% consciousness put into a 110% fucking brain. Holy shit, you know, there's a lot getting wasted there. No way. What's happened is that the niggas go, no, man, you put me in that. I want the gold chains. I want the bling, motherfucker. Oh, is that KFC down there on that earth? Down there on that earth, they got KFC and shit. You give me that. Yeah, you put me in there just as long as I get my KF motherfucking Z. So they go, whoop, and they throw that stupid fuck into this little nigglet fucking body. And then it pops out on the table, ready to become the next Trayvon Martin. Fucking... us white consciousness, we're standing in whatever it is, in nothingness and going, no, put my consciousness in that white dude over there so I can actually fucking use the brain, right? Plain and simply. As me, I think, a person in the chat room just said, me, I think, says V4 versus V8. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think even in the V4, only two cylinders are fucking firing. Oh, fuck. You've got to have fun with it, don't you? But no, that was one of the biggest things that I used to think. What happens if what happens if I was actually born a black person? You know, it'd be like the bottleneck, wouldn't it? My consciousness would be bottlenecked by this dumb, fucked up Neanderthal brain. Ooga booga. Like, fucking seriously. Oh, man. Anyway, getting back, what were we doing now? You really do have to have a bit of fun with it. No. And look, if there was a god, he wouldn't do it to you. If there's not even cruel old fucking Yahweh that bears his ass to his people would do that to you. What he'd do is he'd go, if you said, I'll take the black body over there. Number one, you'd have to be pretty fucking stupid to do that. So I very much doubt it. But the thing is, you take the black, the god would slap you upside the fucking head. Get out of it, Sean. What are you doing? You're not going to be put in there. That's going to bottleneck your fucking consciousness. Instead of I think, therefore I am, it'll be I think, therefore I'm not. You know, don't fuck around here. All right, let's get back. Oh, yeah. Let's have a look. I've got we're set free in the chat room, is saying still can't post links. Set free, if you email me with those links, I can get them into the chat room in the next break, sir. So email me those links and I'll get them out in the next break. Now, let's have a look here. Muslim migrant horrified to discover he accidentally ate pork for the first time. Oh, shit. You can't make this stuff up. Here comes the Muslims. Look out. Muslim migrant horrified to discover he accidentally ate pork for the first time. And it's got this photo of the ugliest fucking Arab buck you've ever seen. Or is it an Indian fuck? It's hard to tell these days. They've got those dark patches under their eyes. And they actually, here's the funny thing about Indians and Arabs. They actually think they're God's given gift to women. They walk around like, oh, look at me, mutt. Yeah, I'm so fucking sexy, mutt. And they're the ugliest fucking things you've ever seen on the planet. These white girls that end up with these blokes, you look at them and you think, oh my fucking God. Once upon a time, I used to think dumb and dumber. Now I think ugly and dumber. Right? He's ugly and she's fucking dumber. She's as dumb as you can fucking get. Ugliest fucking things you've ever seen in your life. There's a reason they don't belong in Australia. Jesus Christ. Let's have a look. Naz Ali. If you say his name fast. Naz Ali. Naz Ali. It's almost like Nazi. Naz Ali, a Muslim man, went to eat at a pub called Farmer John's in Sutton Coldfield, United Kingdom. He had never eaten pork meat due to his religious beliefs. He says he felt degraded after he was served pulled pork on his side of chili fries by staff at a pub. According to the Sun, Naz Ali was stunned when he learned that pork had been in the chili, as he had assumed it was chicken. He wasted no time in running to the bathroom to vomit. And though he is a grown man responsible for his own actions, he blamed the restaurant staff for not telling him pork was in the dish. Now, here's the thing. You see, I'm thinking when you come to a white Western civilized country, I'm thinking that you could probably guess that we're going to be serving pork because that's what we do. We love our pork. Right? So if you're going to come to a white Western country, there's going to be a chance that there might be pork put on your fucking dish. Especially since you ordered that dish and you just assumed it would be chicken. You didn't actually order chicken, you just assumed it. Well, what's going to happen? And I'm guessing also that if you don't like the idea of eating pork, what the fuck are you doing in the white country that has it? Fuckwit. Fuck off back to Afghanistan. If you don't like our ways of life, fuck back off to Afghanistan or Iraq. That fucking shit pit you lived in. Oh, no, that's right, because you want all the shit that Whitey gives you, just don't want the pork. Hey, beggars can't be choosers, motherfucker. You beg to come to our fucking country, then you fucking live our ways of life. Start shoveling down some pork, you little bitch bag. Scared of a bit of pork under this whole fucking sky fairy theory. How's Ella worked out for you, huh? Ella didn't look after your ass. You just ate some pork, you silly bastard, eh? Mr. Ali said, I'm going to just call him Mr. Nazi because it just sounds like Mr. Nazi. No, no, he doesn't deserve the term. Mr. Ali said, my friend said I should check what I was eating, so I asked the waitress, and at first she had no idea. Then she came back and said she was really, really sorry because it was pork. I had food in my mouth and I spat it out. You fucking pig. That's not what we do here in white Western civilization. As Lana was saying earlier, we use fucking manners. All right, table manners. You don't spit it out in front of a lady, you fucking dirty cunt. And went to the toilet where I was sick. I felt degraded. If you feel degraded, fuck off back to your own country. Obviously, you were more degraded in your own country to come here or come there, eh? Fuck off if you feel degraded, you fucking Arab fuck.
Hey, Sean, there's something in the backyard.
What is it? Is it supposed to be there?
No.
Well, then shoot it.
Hey, Sean!
What?
It was an abo.
Oh, shit. Well, bury it.
An old man by a seashore at the end of day gazes the horizon with sea winds in his face. Tempest tossed silent, seasons all the same. Anchorage painted and a ship without a name.
If you'd like to call into Two's Company Three's Aloud, you can do so at 512-487-7226. That's 512-487-7226. If you're Australian, just put 00111 in front of that, and you'll be able to call in as well. And the American rates do not cost you as much as what you may think. Give us a call, by all means.
A lot of these cultural crimes I've been complaining about can be blamed on the baby boomers. Something else I'm a little tired of hearing about. The baby boomers. Whiny, narcissistic, self-indulgent people with a simple philosophy. Give me it, it's mine! Give me that, it's mine! These people were given everything. Everything was handed to them. And they took it all. Took it all. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they stayed loaded for 20 years and had a free...
What an Arab fucking pig. A lady comes and tells him he's just eaten some pork, so he's like, bleh, all over in front of her. You know, a real man, an old brag like myself, would have got up and punched him right in the fucking face and said, you filthy fucking dog, get up. Get the fuck up here. You spit your food all over the fucking table in front of this young lady. How fucking dare you? The fuck out of my country, you useless piece of fucking filth. Disgusting. The fuck do you think you'll do? Spitting in front of a lady. Fucking, ooh! Get into him while he's fucking down. Start kicking the cunt out of him. What a fucking pig. He says, for religious purposes, I don't eat pork, and restaurants should be aware of what people of different religions can and can't eat. It was a shambles, he added. The pub responded with an apology. Oh, fuck, how dare them? They're worse than the pig. They're worse than the Arab pig. What they would have said, should have said is say, hey, listen, mate, we serve pork here. People know that we serve pork in our chili fries. And if you don't like it, fuck off. And before you fuck off, clean that shit up. You just spat all over my fucking table. You dirty Arab piece of fucking filth. You want some of this? Huh? Yeah, fucking dog. Eating pork is strictly prohibited in the Islamic faith. Okay, then the fuck off to an Islamic country, cocksucker. See, again, it's not about IQ or race. I beg to differ, fuckwit. champion, hey? Call in, champ. I'm still waiting. 512-487-7226. See, I'm daring to say that these IQ ain't too fucking smart to come to a country that serves pork and then fucking be bewildered when they serve him pork. You fuckwit. Fucking hell. Ah, fuck you. I'm not even reading that. That's making me angry. Fucking piece of filth spits in front of a lady. I fucking tell you. I fucking tell you. Jesus. This is disgusting. This is what we invite to our country. Fucking. And we literally are. Not we. But. Hey. Here's another one for you. That you remember that kid that was dressing in drag? It's a little boy. What's his name again? Desmond. Desmond is amazing, they called it. Desmond is amazing. And it says, Desmond, and on the Heretic TOC, it says, Desmond is truly amazing and hot. So there's this young boy that's dressing up in drag. Remember, I reported on it probably a few months back. And what happens, maybe 2 or 3 months back, and what happens is he was doing this really disgusting girl-like dance dressed in drag, and there were like middle-aged men throwing him money and cheering him on, the fucking pedos, right? Well, guess what? There's an update to this. Remember when I said, where's his fucking parents? I said his parents need to be fucking shot because this is going to attract all sorts of pedophiles and dirty, disgusting degenerates and shit like that. Well, guess what happened? Well, number one, they should have already fucking known since they were middle-aged men throwing money at this young boy's feet that's dressed in drag. She should have, the parents should have already known, especially the mum, because a mum has that maternal instinct. Well, even a father should fucking know. I mean, obviously. But get this. Wait for it. The reason I say mum is because they're talking about the mother here. Child drag queen's mother worries about pedophiles being attracted to her son. No! You fucking think? You stupid cunt! You fucking think? Jesus H. Christ! Anyone could have told you that! Seriously! This spick mother that allows her kid to dress up in fucking drag and do provocative dancing, as they call it, where middle-aged men are throwing money at his feet, this little boy's feet, and he's sitting there acting all girly and everything like that, and he's loving the attention and shit, because he doesn't know any fucking better. I was screaming high and bloody murder about this, and now all of a sudden, she's coming out and saying, oh, I'm a little bit worried the pedophiles might be attracted to my son. You stupid bitch. Short drop and a sudden stop in a fucking public square. You needed to be hung back then, and you needed to be hanged even more now. Are you fucking for real? You didn't think that was going to happen? You niggers and spicks, I fucking tell ya. It says, you might recall Desmond is amazing, the child drag queen. Well, he's back in the news once again, this time for being the object of affection for pedophile douche lords. Suddenly, his mum is worried for his safety. Yeah. This is extremely disturbing. Convicted pedophile Tom O'Carroll has written a blog post stating that Desmond is hot and feels sexy performing. He also sexualizes fellow drag kid queen Lactatia. We do not approve of his statements. It is highly inappropriate to speak of minors in this manner. Desmond does not move in a sexual manner or strip at all. He does move in a sexual manner, right? He moves in a way where he's about to strip. He doesn't actually strip, but he actually does throw like a scarf at one stage, if I remember correctly. That's bullshit. He has done costume reveals that reveal a fully covered costume underneath. In other words, he basically strips, but he has a skin-tight costume underneath. And what, that makes it okay? Really? Fucking really? Desmond does not move... Oh, where is it? Let's see here. Reveal a fully covered costume underneath. He is never scantily clad or nearly naked and always is what the fuck? Always age-appropriate, right. He does celebrity impersonations and does not choose to do sexy celebrities. How did child drag queen mum lady not know this sort of thing was going to happen? Exactly. Right? there's a picture of some dude with a bewildered look on his face, and there's a meme. It's made into a meme, and it says, "Well, I hate to say that I told you so. This girl is allowing her kid to dance sensually while grown men throw dollar bills at him. Among heterosexuals, this conduct is typically reserved for gentlemen's clubs, where nude women take your greenbacks as payment for sexy dances, or so I've read." So, for Mrs. is amazing to say Desmond's drag queen gig is completely innocent is a joke. Traditionally, makeup and flashy clothing are used to attract potential mates. This is why many parents are reluctant to have their 5-year-old girls caking on eyeshadow and wearing crop tops, let alone doing exhibitions for full-grown men. They'd rather people not see their kiddos as sexual objects while they still believe in Santa Claus. Crazy, I know. Now, get this. Let's go back here for a second, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love this. You're going to love my take on this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get ready. It says, traditionally, makeup and flashy clothing are used to attract potential mates. That's correct. This is why many parents are reluctant to have their five-year-old girls caking on eyeshadow and wearing crop tops. Hold on a second. I don't allow my 13-year-old daughter to wear makeup. Why would you allow your 13-year-old daughter to wear makeup when makeup is there to potentially find a mate? Why? When I found out that my daughter had been wearing nail polish, I was none too impressed. All right? Anybody can ask her mother about it. I was none too fucking impressed. I was thinking, why would a, well, at the time she was 12, why would a 12-year-old need nail polish when it's there to attract a mate? And we know what it's there for. Oh yeah, but Sean, she just did it because she's a young girl. She wants to be like the other girls. It doesn't matter. You be a father and you be a mother and you say no. You might think that, okay, it's just for you to look pretty, but the outside world sees that differently and we do not want you being mistaken for, take a look at JonBenet Ramsey. When I take a look at that young girl, I think, oh, what the fuck were they thinking? They were dressing up her up like a little whore. When I see some girls walking around the street at like fucking 12 and 13, and they've got lipstick and they've got eyeshadow and they look like sluts, you just want to grab that fucking parent and beat the living shit out of, beat the living fucking Christ out of him. And hey, you like that? Ugh! You like that? Ugh! Because that's going to be a lot less painful than what your daughter's going to receive when some dude rapes her because of the way you fucking dress her up. Ugh! Kick the bastards while they're down. Break some fucking ribs. And say, that's the pain you're feeling down there is nothing compared to what she's going to feel when she's being raped, you sack of fucking shit. Seriously, these pieces of filth parents, man, I tell ya. JonBenet Ramsey's parents, short drop and a sudden stop. This bitch parent of this poor kid that knows nothing better than what it has been presented to him. You know how it probably started? He probably got out there at a party one day with a wig on and shit, and all the fucking pervert spick blokes probably sat there and went, "Woohoo! Yeah, you look sexy, Desmond. Oh, Desmond is amazing." And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets into like clubs and shit for being known. And then all of a sudden you've got these middle-aged fucking pedophiles of all walks of life throwing dollar bills at him. And he thinks, oh, this is great, I'm getting attention. And what, you're going to tell me the fucking mother didn't know that there's a potential risk that there's going to be pedophiles? Well, who do you think those fucking men were that were throwing dollar bills at him, you stupid bitch? Who the fuck did you think they were? They were pedophiles! Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this world, I fucking tell ya. Fucking tell ya. Oh, shit. Yeah. We've got our Jacko that does Jacko's Lantern in the chat room there. And he said, it sounds like I need to get down to the ring and do some bag work. Yeah, you're not wrong, Jacko. I don't have a bag anymore. I used to. I should get another one. I think the captain was actually saying he's got 2 or 3 in his garage. I'm sure he'd lend me one. I really do. I need to wind down. As if you can't tell. Oh, shit. All right, let's have a look here. I've got another... What's this one here? Let me have a look at this for a quick sec.
An autonomous gym that's starting up now in Chicago. The aim is to establish more networks.
Oh, yeah. Pardon my croaky throat there. I spent some time singing last night with my daughter. We did a bit of karaoke. She had to go home today, and I've got my son with me for the second week. Going to have a good time. What happens... pardon me. What happens is recently there was a YouTube clip sent to me, and it's these... A bunch of fucking faggots that are trying to exercise in a way where they can teach themselves how to fight. It's not really a fighting style, but they're making their own fighting style to defend themselves, and you've never seen such a sorry ass bunch of faggots. These guys are gonna have the fuck kicked out of them, and rightly so. We'll talk about this when we get back.
From Jacko of Jacko's Lantern, quote, "The cycle of history. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times." Close quote. Let's make these times good again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get rid of the tyranny. Let's get rid of the evil. Thanks for listening. If you're in front of your computer and you're listening to this broadcast but you're not in the chat room, you damn well should be. Get on over to tcta.chatandgo.com, tcta.chatandgo.com, or alternatively, you can go to tctaunleashed.com and click on the chat room up there on the right. See it? Just up there in the menu. Just there. Yeah, click it.
Right.
What makes us different from other people, you know?
Well, I would just, I'd also like to mention that was sort of the Freudian, the whole environmental control philosophy was also purported by Leo Strauss, who was basically the father of neoconservatism.
Yeah.
And basically what they believed was that in a democracy, they believe that because...
Two's Company, Three's Allowed. Yeah, I want to play this clip before we head off into the great ether. I want to play this clip where these gaybos, these little faggots, it's on YouTube. I don't know the exact name of it. I'll have to find it, and I might even post it after the show as a YouTube clip. But the thing is, oh, it's funny as fuck. You've got to see it. These little faggot boys that are getting picked on, right? I've decided to try and start their own fight club sort of thing. And when you see the way they're exercising, it's as funny as fuck. But even hearing it, just hearing how they talk and everything like that was hilarious to me. This will brighten me up a bit, Jacko, I promise. Have a listen to this. It's fucking hilarious.
An autonomous gym that's starting up now in Chicago. The aim is to establish more networks of self-defense.
We're trying to develop self-defense skills in a political climate that's increasingly violent, especially towards marginalized people who are not in power, the poor, the oppressed.
We're invested in building material force of resistance against the rising nature of fascism in this country and obviously the longer history of white supremacy. And so we're really invested in cultivating the capacity for our bodies to...
See, they're going against white supremacy, and I'm sure they're going against people that are homophobic. Yes, white supremacy.
White supremacy.
So we're really invested in cultivating the capacity for our bodies to be stronger. Because at the end of the day, stronger people are harder to kill.
A lot of people think, like, when you learn how to fight, it's all about being aggressive and, like, learning how to, like, you know, go start fights with people. That's not what we're about at all. We're here to develop the bodily instincts to be able to react in a situation where we might be put in danger.
He says, what he's basically saying, it's hard to hear through the Napoleon Dynamite gay music, right? But what happens is he's saying a lot of people think that if we learn how to fight, that it's just about being and going around being aggressive, and we're trying to establish something that will just allow us some instincts to be able to defend ourselves, right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hold on a second, fag boy. Once upon a time, fighting was about aggression. Okay? Going down, when I go down to the boxing ring, or I get on the bag, I'm telling you right now, it's not about being pretty. It's about being aggressive. Now, that doesn't mean, sure enough, you've got a point, there where it's not about just going around being aggressive to everybody because you know how to fight. Okay? Fair point. But, it's no longer about being a man anymore, is it? This is what it more comes down to. You see, if you get into the ring that I occupy, I'm telling you right now, fag boy, I ain't going to be thinking about self-defense. I'm going to be thinking about kicking your fucking face in. That's what about being a man was all about once. You know, this is Sparta type shit, right? This is what we're talking about when it's being a man. You little faggots that think that you're going to make your little fight club and then you're going to get in the streets and be able to defend yourselves. I hate to fucking tell you how brutal a motherfucker will be if he's going to kick your ass. I'm not joking when I say no amount of your little faggoty fight club is going to help you any fucking time soon. Right? There's some of us men out there that if you fucking walk up to my kid and go, hello, how you going? You do know it's okay to be homosexual. There's going to be someone like me and say, this is Australia! Pum! Don't you fucking brainwash my children with that shit face! Where's your instincts now? Buckhead! Huh? That's what it's going to be about. You go ahead with your little fight club and everything like that. See how you fare when you try to brainwash my children with homosexuality.
Like, when you learn how to fight, it's all about being aggressive and, like, learning how to, like, you know, go start fights with people. That's not what we're about at all. We're here to develop the bodily instincts to be able to react in a situation where we might be put in danger.
We believe that we need to start developing skills, especially as the violence against us, the violence against marginalized people is only escalating under control, right?
We want this.
I don't know which is worse, the fucking song or the, yes, and the time you do this and that. No, definitely the this and that. That's definitely the worst. What else have we got? We got tons. Look, I'm not even going to get through it because my son's with me, for the final week of the holidays. Had the daughter for the first week, as I said. So him and I are going to be going on a walk soon, getting out and going for a walk, catching up and hanging out and everything like that. Go see the captain, you know, stuff like that. So, I'm not going to do a fourth hour. I got so much I could have touched upon. Bubonic plague in LA. California on the verge of becoming a third world state. Another article here. On second night of presidential debate, Dems supported massive gun control. Cockroaches are becoming nearly impossible to kill. Oh no, I've already read that one. The Dalai Lama criticizes mass migration. Oh yeah, the Dalai Lama has a lot of fucking, influence on the world. He's quite the wise sort of person. Not very smart, but wise. And sometimes he just comes up with these really good nuggets of truth and moral value. Biggest problem with him is that he was like a warrior of the CIA at one stage. He was one of their soldiers. You know, get to know the Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama criticizes mass migration, says keep Europe for Europeans. That's good. For Europeans. This was from that little faggot Paul Joseph Watson. Sometimes he comes out with a nugget of truth whenever he takes that dick out of his mouth. The Dalai Lama says that most refugees who entered Europe from Africa and the Middle East should be returned to their home countries, telling the BBC, keep Europe for Europeans. While saying he remained a supporter of the EU, the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists said he did not want to see Europe become Muslim or African, prompting the BBC interviewer to ask, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? This is what the BBC interviewer, of course, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Right? With Europe becoming Muslim or African, of course the BBC interviewer would. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? Right? He's probably got Paul Joseph Watson's dick in his mouth. While refugees should be taken care of and given an education, the aim for them should be to return to their land, he said. He added that a limited number should be allowed to stay, but for the whole of Europe to eventually become a Muslim country, impossible. Or an African country, also impossible. This is not the first time that the spiritual leader has made his thoughts on mass immigration clear. Quote, the goal should be that migrants return and help rebuild their countries. You have to be practical. It's impossible for everyone to come, he previously stated. So there you go. All right. Let's have a look there. Yep. Good on the Dalai Lama for that, but you've got to be careful of this dude. He was a soldier for the CIA at one stage, over there in the States. Let's have a look here. Where are we? What are you doing, Sean? I'm so losing my voice. I'll tell you what, karaoke. Oh, karaoke, ladies and gentlemen, it'll do it to you. Mattel launches a black Barbie in a wheelchair and people are loving the diversity. Oh, you've got to... Fuck me. Really? People, really?
I think it's great, Sean, that there's a black Barbie in a wheelchair.
Be careful. Be careful, you white social justice warrior bitch. Because you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, oh, so you want to see black people's in a wheelchair, motherfucker? Huh? So you have to hand feed us our KFCs? That's what's going to happen. You know, you white motherfuckers that all bow down to the black and think you're protecting him. You just remember when he turns his back on you and says, you be racist and shit. And when you say out of the other side of your mouth, I'm not being racist. I've been on your side for a long time. Get down and start sucking, bitch. You be racist. They'll turn their back on you in a heartbeat. You think that defending them, somehow we're all going to get along, or that they're going to get along with you? When push comes to shove and they fucking kick you in the stomach and punch your fucking lights out and break your teeth? You really think that they were always on your side, ever on your side? Never. They work for their own and their own only. That's the way they work. All right? They don't fucking work for you. Just because you try to guard them here and there. So you white social justice warrior pussy motherfucking bitches that are going to sit there and say, I think it's cute that there's a black Barbie in a wheelchair. You just best be careful, because there's going to be a nigger out there somewhere saying, oh, so you want to see us niggers in a wheelchair, do you? That's what they'll fucking do. Yeah, keep up your shit, social justice warriors. 2019 has been an important year for Barbie, it says. At a time where people are pressuring big brands to be more inclusive, Mattel, which has previously been heavily criticized for its limited offering, has decided to expand its popular doll range. Earlier this year, the branch launched its first ever Barbie in a wheelchair and with a prosthetic leg. And now designers have taken things a step further by creating a black Barbie with natural hair in a wheelchair so that no girls or women feel excluded. Right? Other past editions include a hijab-wearing Barbie. I just had a fucking thought. You know how you pull that cord at the back of a fucking doll and it goes, wee, wee. Well, you pull the back of this fucking hijab wearing Barbie and oh, mummy, it makes a noise. So you're walking through your fucking household of a daytime trying to cook for your kids. And all you can hear is fucking as the kid rides past on its scooter. Hello, fuck. You pull the cord. Fuck, I'm a funny cunt sometimes. I can't help it. You pull the cord. Hello, fuck. Fuck hell. Oh, we've come to the end of the show. You've been listening to Tish Comedy 3's Aloud. This was brought to you live by the one and the only WTFR. where thought is free radio. I will talk to you again next week, my white brothers and sisters in arms. You take care of yourselves. Shut that fucking thing up. Cut the cord. Cut the cord.
FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York.
Tommy goes to confession and tells the priest, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been with a loose woman." "Is that you, Tommy?" says the priest. "Aye, it is, Fire." "Who was it you were with, Tommy?" "I'd rather not say, Fire." "Was it Bridget?" "No, Fire." "Was it Colleen?" "No, Fire." "Was it Megan?" "No, Fire." "Well, Tommy, say four Our Fathers and four Hail Marys." When Tommy gets outside, his friend Pat asks him how it went. "Terrific," says Tommy. "I got four Our Fathers, four Hail Marys, and three great leads."